Bleacher Roof Baseball. Where so much fun comes so naturally. Bleacher Roof Baseball.
The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
The wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases.
Where so much fun comes, where so much fun comes naturally.
Naturals baseball, come and see. Family, friends, and future stars. Naturals baseball, best by far.
So much fun comes so naturally. Naturals baseball. Where so much fun comes so naturally. Naturals baseball.
The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr.
Hit one into a dive.
Well, again, he makes an incredible catch. Scott Thorman's waving around Brewer Hatwin. The throw home. Hicklin slides in safely. Throws walking off. Fly ball deep into left field. Whitefield back out of the warning track. At the wall. Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead of the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 Double-A Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. So glad to have your company on this Wednesday evening in Springdale, Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air, and we are counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Well, so glad to have your company. My name's Nicholas Batters. Really do appreciate you carving out just a small part of your Wednesday to come hang out with me at the ballpark. It should be a good game we have coming up. The Naturals have won, back-to-back games now. One on Saturday in Sunday in Tulsa, and then took yesterday's game. What a game it was yesterday. The Naturals won 7-5 over the Arkansas Travelers. It's funny, five of the last six wins for the Naturals, they have not been the team that scores first. The opponent has scored first in five of the last six Naturals wins, but they've somehow gotten the job done. And again, yesterday, the Travelers are running the first inning, but really good run support for Anthony Veneziano, which we've talked with him before, is so, so important. Two runs in the third, three in the fourth, two in the fifth, all that good stuff. It really does make a difference for him. Our pregame interview today is Tyler Crapley. He came off the injured list yesterday and had a single in his first at-bat, scored a couple of runs. We'll hear from the Crap Duster himself after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
Indigo Sky Casino, your favorite gaming destination, giving you more ways to play, more money to win. Experience gaming fun and winning excitement every day of the week. Enjoy delicious chef-prepared food in the Shawano restaurant, live entertainment and dancing at Echo Lounge. Indigo Sky offers it all. Table games, poker, off-track betting, bingo, your favorite slot machines. Come party and play with us. Worth the drive if you're driven to win. Indigo Sky Casino.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit...
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-TO.
Today, cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
On the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the second of six games this week in Springdale between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers from Arvest Ballpark. Chatting with Naturals catcher Tyler Crapley. Crap, so good to have you back yesterday after, gosh, I guess close to 2 months on the injured list, back in action yesterday. How good did it feel to get back in a game and to hit in your first at-bat?
Felt really good, especially that first one, get it out of the way, get a hit. Put together a good game overall with the pitching and all of our bats getting it going, so it was good for the first game of the series.
You're here the first couple of weeks of the season, and the team that we have now looks very different from the team that was with us at the start of the year. But how good is it to be back in Northwest Arkansas? How do you enjoy the Springdale-Fayetteville area?
I enjoy this area a lot, being here last year, getting to know all the different places and meeting some of the fans that are still here and around. But yeah, like you said, there's some new faces on the team, and it's good to get to know some more guys and kind of figure out what they want to do. So that's a learning curve, but we'll get there.
What are some of your favorite places in the area, whether it's eating, relaxing, hanging out? What are you doing away from the field, or where are you going, I should say?
Butter biscuit, eat there for breakfast, really good. Cracker Barrel can never go wrong there, because most of the time we're just eating breakfast, so most of the breakfast places around here we try and hit up.
Have you gotten to explore any of the good golf spots in the area?
Not this year. Last year we golfed quite a bit, but not this year yet.
A week of rehab between Columbia, the Arizona League, how did that go? What was the progression like getting to the Naturals again?
It was good. Started off in the ACL, playing down there for two games, and then going to Columbia. Had me catching seven innings down in the ACL, and then full nine-inning games out in Columbia before coming back here. Everything feels good. It's kind of like there's some scar tissue in there that's still breaking up, but otherwise, it feels pretty good.
In that moment, it was a swing you took in the end of the series against Wichita. Did you know something was wrong as soon as you swung the bat?
Yeah, as soon as I swung through that fastball 1-0, I could tell that there was something wrong in there, and I've never felt the pain like that before. When Widge came down and talked to me, he said, "Are you good?" And I said, "No." He goes, "All right, then you're done." And I said, "Okay." I figured I was going to be, but...
How nice is it to have a manager that's a former catcher? I mean, I'm,
I'm sure he can relate to you guys a lot.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, he knows what we go through and all the bumps and bruises that we have. Especially last night, like I take one off the mask and then one off my inner thigh, back-to-back pitches. Welcome back. But no, it was good. It's good to have Wedge up there and have somebody with that experience to talk to.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals catcher Tyler Crapley. How did the offseason treat you? Where did you spend the offseason? What were you up to?
Offseason was good. We were up in, my wife and I were up in Iowa, bought a house up in Cedar Rapids. My family's still back in South Dakota. We go back there for holidays and stuff like that. We got a nice facility to work out at over at Dugout Sports in Fairfax, about 15 minutes from where we live, which is nice, real close, and then do some lessons there in the offseason as well.
It's a lot of current pro guys that you're working out there with, right? I mean, including current or former Royals teammates, right?
Yep. C.J. Eldred works out there. He's rehabbing right now. But then Connor Vanscoy, Spencer Vanscoy, Mitch Keller's in the big leagues with the Pirates, Colin Ray, who's over in Japan.
Sure.
Yeah, we got some pro guys that are in there. It's good to have those kind of guys around, especially when starting to amp things back up in January. Being able to catch bullpens and hit off live arms and stuff.
Circle back for a moment, touching on catching bullpens. Did you get a chance to catch or see any of those young high school draft picks from last year? Mazzucato, did you get a chance to watch any of them in Columbia?
Yeah, I caught Frank Friday night, and then I caught Panzini on Sunday.
Okay.
Both of them threw really well, limiting their pitch count, which that's going to be for them right now. They're so young. But no, they look really good, and I think they're on the right track, and they just keep going with what they're doing, and they'll be really good.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Naturals catcher Tyler Crapley. When did you find out that you were getting an invite to big league spring training? How cool was that?
It was really cool. It was probably, I'd say 2 weeks before I officially went down for spring training. Zumi called me, Alex Zumwalt, and he said, hey, congrats, you're going to go to big league camp. We don't know when yet, but we want you to come down early in February to start working out, and then whenever everything gets settled, then we'll have you hop over into that camp.
What was that experience like? Because that's a whole different beast from minor league camp.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot more relaxed than I thought it was going to be in the aspect of how everybody went about their business.
Yeah.
It was like they knew exactly what they needed when they needed it, and there wasn't any extra stuff that was going to be done just because. Everything had a purpose.
Was there anyone that you got a chance to catch or to talk to or to learn from that stood out to you in that time?
The first day Amir Garrett got there, I caught his bullpen. And then Zach Greinke's first live, I caught that as well, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Getting to know both of them guys and getting to know some of those other guys up there in the big leagues, knowing what they have and what they like to do. And if I get the opportunity to get up there, I'd be already having some sort of a relationship.
As a catcher in the Royal system, did you get a chance to work with Salvi at all?
Oh, yeah. We worked with Salvi quite a bit, which was awesome. Such a nice guy. Always has a big smile on his face. So it was good.
Anything that you can take away from being around working with a guy like Salvi?
His work ethic. He works super, super hard. He's out there early in the morning before we do any of our hitting stuff, working on stuff. He loves the game, and he wants to be the best, and he's just going to keep working at it all the time.
Crap, really appreciate the time. So glad to have you back in Northwest Arkansas. Good luck the rest of the season, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show on the Naturals.
A good time is a sure bet at Indigo Sky Casino. Come experience the best in winning excitement and gaming fun. Delicious chef-inspired buffets every night of the week. Live entertainment every weekend. Your favorite slots, table games, poker, off-track betting, and bingo. Indigo's got it all. And always more ways to win money. Come see why everybody goes Indigo. There's no stopping the fun. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network, getting set for the second of six games this week between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers. Today's starting lineups are brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the visitors, the Arkansas Travelers, are 31-27. They're two games out of first place in the Texas League North Division. The AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners are led by their second-year skipper, Colin Cowgill. Leading off is the switch-hitting second baseman, Caden Polkovich. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Rizzo. Jack Larson hits third. He's playing left field. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Jake Shiner. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter, is Zach Deloach. Batting sixth in center field is Cade Marlowe. And rounding out the order, hitting ninth. All right. I skipped over a couple. Hitting seventh is the shortstop, Riley Unroe. Batting eighth is the catcher, Jake Anchia. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, is the right fielder, Tanner Kerwer. So again, the lineup for the Travelers has Polkovich at second, Rizzo at third, Larson in left, Shiner at first, Deloach the DH, Marlowe in center, Unroe at short, Anchia catching, Kerwer in right. The Naturals have Michael Garcia at shortstop. Batting first, hitting second, and playing second is Nick Lofton. Hitting third in center field, John Rafe. Batting fourth is the catcher, Logan Porter. Tyler Gentry, he hits fifth in right field. Batting sixth, the DH, Sebastian Rivera. Robbie Glendinning hits seventh at first base. Jake Means hits eighth at third. Tucker Bradley hits ninth in left field. Levi Stout, the Mariners' number six prospect, is the starting pitcher for them. And Dante Biazzi has the ball for Northwest Arkansas. Well, those are today's starting lineups, thanks to John's Quality Roofing. First pitch and all nine innings are coming up next from Springdale.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck of Rot every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On just an absolutely gorgeous Wednesday evening in Springdale, Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air. It's the second of six games this week between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers. Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Nicholas Batters. I really do appreciate you carving out a part of your Wednesday to come hang out with me at the ballpark as the Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, set to take host to the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Dante Biazzi, the left-hander draft pick back in 2019. Biazzi selected by the Royals out of Penn State in the sixth round of that draft. He's making what's his 12th appearance, his sixth start. He's both pitched out of the bullpen and starting this year. The Naturals in their home white tops, while the Travelers in their road grays with black sleeves on the jerseys. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. With the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable, see Straits in Springdale. Well, it's 86 degrees and sunny, scattered clouds off of the distance overhead, and the wind blowing 14 miles an hour out to left field, so that should be fun. Harrison Silverman is our home plate umpire calling balls and strikes tonight. And first base, the umpire is Willie Traynor, and the crew chief Tanner Dobson is the third base umpire this evening. Again, the Naturals in their whites, the Travelers in their grays. Dante Biazzi, 24-year-old, 6-foot left-hander, the native of Pennsylvania, toes the rubber against the leadoff hitter. Switch hitting second baseman Kaden Polkovich will bat from the right side against the lefty Biazzi. Biazzi against Polkovich. We're about ready to go. 7:06 the local time, and away we go in Springdale as the first pitch misses for ball one. Again, 86 degrees in the first pitch at 7:06. First pitch time of temperature thanks to Straits Lawn and Garden. So a ball and no strikes on Polkovich. The next pitch popped in the air to right field. Gentry has a beat on it. Tyler Gentry, the right fielder, reaches up over the brim of his cap and makes a one-handed catch for the first out of this ball game. So one gone, bases empty, no score here in the top of the first inning. Let's take a look at the defense behind Dante Biazzi. Tucker Bradley's in left field, John Rave patrols center with the aforementioned Gentry in right, Tyler Gentry. Jake Means is the third baseman with Michael Garcia at shortstop, Nick Lofton playing second, Robbie Glendinning at first, and Logan Porter the catcher. Here's Joe Rizzo, left on left, and the first pitch just misses for ball one. So if I spoke too quickly for you, that's Bradley, Rave, and Gentry, left to right of the outfield. Means Garcia, the left side of the infield. Lofton Glendinning in the right. And the 1-0. Just misses outside to Rizzo. Two balls and no strikes. Porter and Biazzi working together. Joe Rizzo 2-for-4 yesterday with a pair of home runs. A solo shot in the first, a two-run homer in the eighth. The 2-0 misses for ball three. And the count is three balls and no strikes. Leads this team with 11 home runs. He's driven in 27, batting .250 on the season. He has one hit in every four at-bats on the dot. Three balls and no strikes. The infield plays the left-handed hitter to pull. Biazzi kicks and delivers. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. Nick Lofton dives to his left from shallow right field. Up and over to first. Oh, what a play. That's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Breeze flies nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. Oh, what a great job diving to his left, Nick Lofton, for the second out. I was joking with him because he hadn't taken, he had taken ground balls maybe once a week in the infield. Jack Larson bats the left-handed hitting left fielder. Takes the first pitch shy. Well, I was giving him a hard time. Said, how about all the times for your first game in the infield to be at second base with a lefty-heavy lineup? 1-0 pitch. Misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes. And look, if we're going to be honest, he made an error yesterday in the eighth inning. It was really the first ball hit to him. Well, a little bit of rust to shake off, but he certainly looked fantastic there. And the 2-0. Pop to the left, fouling out of play. We'll move the count to 2-1. Two balls and one strike on Jack Larson. The left fielder's reached base in 11 consecutive games. Yesterday, he walked and scored in the eighth inning. Infield shifted well to pull, and the 2-1. Driven high in the air and deep out to right field. Gentry back onto the warning track. He looks up. That ball's gone. Well, another first inning home run for the Arkansas Travelers, this time off the bat of Jack Larson. A solo shot out to right field gives the Travelers a lead here in the top of the first inning. It's 1-0. Well, with two outs, now a run home for Arkansas. Jake Shiner bats. That's what we saw yesterday. With two outs, it was the number three hitter again. Joe Rizzo left the yard, but today it's Jack Larson. They flip-flopped in the order. Now here's Jake Shiner. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Shiner yesterday let off and went 0 for 5 with three strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch grounded to the left side. Lofton dives to his left, and it just sneaks under his glove into right field, the base hit. It was a very similar diving effort, but this one just came up a little bit short on Lofton. Just, like I said, barely snuck under his glove. A runner on first and two outs. The Travelers leading the Naturals 1-0 in the top of the first inning in the second game of this series. Wednesday evening in Northwest Arkansas. The first pitch to Zach Deloach just swung through a miss for strike one. No balls and a strike. Deloach, the left-handed hitting designated hitter, has reached in his last five games, number 11 prospect in the Mariners system, both for Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated off speed that Deloach tried to connect with him. Couldn't. Big hack. He comes up empty. Nothing in two. No balls and two strikes with two outs and a runner on. Piazzi delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went back to the well with a breaking ball. Got Deloach to chase, and that's strike three. The third out in the top of the first inning. But a little bit of damage done on the home run from Jack Larson. Just like yesterday, a two-out solo homer in the first inning puts the Travelers up 1-0. A run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. So we go to the home half of the first. Naturals coming to bat for the first time, down by a run.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th. Or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th. And a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Now we go to the bottom of the first inning, 1-0. The Naturals trail the Arkansas Travelers, and it's the Mariners' number six prospect, Levi Stout, to the rubber. He'll face the right-handed hitting shortstop, Michael Garcia. A right on right, Garcia with Stout. And the first pitch. Call the strike, nothing and one. Stadium Gun has that at 94 miles an hour, the fastball. For Stout, this is his 12th start of the season. 4-4 record, a 4.69 earned run average. He kicks and delivers. Loop foul over the netting, off to the right, out of play. Bounces back down into the stands after hitting a sweep. And the count's a ball and two strike. Stout was very good last time he faced the Naturals. Northwest Arkansas made the trip down to North Little Rock last month. The 0-2. Line back to the screen again. Garcia battles. No balls and two strikes. It was May the 20th. He threw 5 2/3 shutout innings. Allowed just three hits. Two walks. Struck out seven, but got a no decision. Oh, 2 pitch. Bouncy ball hit sharply up the middle into center field. A base hit. Michael Garcia with two strikes here in the bottom of the first inning leads off the bottom of the first with a single. It'll stretch his hit streak to five games. Runner aboard to begin the bottom of the first. Defensively behind Levi Stout, it's Jack Larson in left field, Kate Marlowe in center, and in right field, Tanner Kerwer. Joe Rizzo's the third baseman with Riley Unroe at shortstop, Kaden Polkovich at second, and Jake Shiner at first with Jake and Chia catching. The third baseman Rizzo plays in for the second baseman Lofton, right-handed hitter. Waits the first pitch, it misses in the dirt for ball one. So again, the defense for the Travelers is Larson, Marlowe, and Kerwer left to right of the outfield. Rizzo, Unroe, the left side of the infield. Polkovich, Shiner, the right side with Anchia catching. A stout that game where he threw 5 2/3 scoreless. The Travelers won 2-1. Move over to first. Garcia back in with the dive. That was the Naturals' fourth straight loss in North Little Rock. The Naturals only had one run in the eighth inning. And the 1-0 to Lofton. Line drive back up the middle, but diving to his right, the second baseman, Polkovich. Oh, what a snag for the first out here in the bottom of the first. That's a really fine grab by the second baseman, Kaden Polkovich. He laid out to his right to save what would have otherwise been a base hit from sailing into center field. Well, run around first with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. The Travelers lead the Naturals 1-0. And it's John Rave, the center fielder. Left-handed hitter against the righty Stout in the first pitch. Drops in for strike one. No balls in a strike. Rave has reached in his last 9 ball games, hitting 260 on the season, 5 home runs, and 30 driven in. Move over to first. Garcia back in ahead of the dive, but that's a balk. Levi Stout balks, and Michael Garcia will head to second. That's as good as a stolen base. As much as perhaps Michael would like a stolen base. There's 18 of them this season in 20 tries. Garcia on second. John Rave, left-handed hitter, behind the count 0-1. Stout checks back to second. Kicks in the 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. 1-1. Not only has Rave reached in his last 9 games, he's scored at least one run in 7 straight. Just remarkable. And here comes the 1-1. Down and in. Good eye for Rave to lay off a pitch in the dirt. It's 2-1. In yesterday's ball game, he was pretty productive. Walked and scored in the 4th inning, singled in a run in the 5th. So finished the day 1-for-3 in the eyes of the box score. Infield plays well at the pole. The shortstop Unroe shaded up the middle. And the 2-1 is bounced to the right side. Polkovich to his left. A step in right field. He gloves and throws to first in time for the second out. It does move Michael Garcia to third base. But with 2 outs now, it'll take at least a base hit to score him. Well, Garcia 90 feet away from tying this game on third base. With 2 outs, Logan Porter will hit. The Travelers leading 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Porter, he has reached in 9 consecutive ball games. Hitting 331 this season, 7 home runs, 22 driven in the Naturals catcher tonight. And the first pitch drops in for strike one. Porter, 6th in the Texas League, 7th among all AA hitters with his 331 average. 3rd in all of the minor leagues with a 461 on base percentage. Now, isn't that remarkable? And the pitch just misses. A ball and a strike. Yesterday served as the designated hitter, went 0-for-3, but he did draw a walk in the 7th inning. Even in the count 1-1 with 2 outs and a runner on 3rd, the pitch. A little looper foul to the right. Gets over the sweet level out of play. The count's 1-2. Levi Stout, 24 years old, drafted out of Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. So a pair of Pennsylvanians facing against each other today. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. It's Porter to chase the off-speed below the zone. Levi Stout ends the bottom of the first inning with a strikeout. His first of the evening. Naturals failed to score the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on third base. So as we've completed one inning of play, the Travelers lead the Naturals 1-0. Let's go to the second.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Here we go to the second inning from Springdale. 1-0, the Naturals trail the Travelers. Dante Biasi, 15 pitches in the top of the first inning. Allowed a home run, but also struck out a batter. He'll start off with Cade Marlowe, the sixth hitter in the order for the Travelers. Makes the first pitch, called for strike one. That'll be Marlowe, Riley Unroe, and Jake Anchia due up here in the top of the second. The next pitch misses. Counts even 1-1. Marlowe, MLB Pipeline's number 16 Mariners prospect, has reached in three games with a hit. Or his last three games with a hit, I should say. The 1-1. Fisted foul to the left out of play over the sweets, and the count 1-2. Biasi, when the Naturals traveled to North Little Rock, did not start. That was at a point in this season where he was coming out of the bullpen. Here's the 1-2. Floats up and in. Backs Marlowe out of the way, 2-2. First two appearances were in relief, both times piggybacking Asa Lacy. Took Lacy's 2-2. Popped over the screen, foul out of play. We'll do it again, 2-2. So he piggybacked Asa Lacy for 2 starts, then took his spot in the rotation the next 3, moved back to the bullpen for 4 outings to close out May, and then rejoined the rotation in June. The 2-2. Again, fisted foul just above the on-deck circle where Riley Unroe's waiting. We'll do it again, 2-2. That first outing against Corpus Christi, he was sensational. The 2-2. Just misses. And the count's full, 3-2. I think both he and the Naturals catcher, Logan Porter, thought that might have been strike 3. Instead, the count full, 3-2. Payoff. Bounce softly off to the third base side of the infield grass. Biasi from the rubber spins and throws to first. It's not in time. Well, good hustle from Cade Marlowe, one of the fastest players on this Traveler team. He hustles at an infield single. It was a high chopper. Wasn't hit especially hard, so it was going to be a tough play for Biasi. They made a good effort, but base runner on to begin the second for the Travelers. Here's Riley Unroe. Switch hitting shortstop bats from the right side against the lefty Biasi. Step off and a throw back to first. Marlowe, 12 steals and 15 attempts this year. He's in standing up. Unroe awaits the pitch, but first Biasi throws the move over. He hasn't even thrown a pitch to Unroe yet, and he's used both of his step-offs, his pick-offs, his throw-overs, whatever you want to call them. on my sheet here. Disengagement. First pitch to Unruh. This is high for ball one. Biasi's best outing of the season, maybe one of the best of his career, June the 2nd against Corpus Christi. That was, if memory serves me, Monday, Tuesday? Was that Thursday? 1-0, runner going. Pitches high. Porter's throw to second. Loft in the tag. They got him! Oh, baby! Logan Porter catches Cade Marlowe stealing for the first out of the second inning. 2-4 in your scorebook. There's one gone in the second. Base is now empty. The count 2-0 on Unruh. And the pitch misses high and away. 3-0. Yeah, it was Thursday against Corpus Christi, so the third game of the series. Five innings of one-hit baseball. Check swing foul ball. Makes the count 3-1. I don't know what to call that, quite frankly. He struck out four, did walk three, but 80 pitches, got his first win as a starting pitcher. Dante's 4-0 this year with a 4.50 ERA, though. Three of those wins, his first three, came out of the bullpen, including against the Travelers on May the 21st. The 3-1, yanked in the air to left field. Bradley to his right, reaches up with a little pep in his step and makes the catch. There's two away. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at rvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval. Oh, with two away, the base is empty. Travelers leading 1-0 in the second. Here's Jake Anchia. The catcher looks at a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Anchia, yesterday was the catcher and went 0-for-4. Didn't bounce into a double play. Swings and misses. It's 0-2. He had a play that was nominated for one of Minor League Baseball's Plays of the Week. I guess that was at the end of May. It was like a great caught stealing. Pitches pop foul to the right. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. He caught a breaking ball down and in against Amarillo and then threw the base runner out at second, throwing behind the left-handed hitter's back. On target, it was glorious. 0-2 pitch. Little floater, shallow center field. Michael Garcia. Thought that was headed for center field, but Michael Garcia picks it up back of second base. Shows what I know. That ends the second. Dante Biasi, after allowing a leadoff single, erased on the caught stealing. No runs on a hit. No errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Arkansas Travelers 1-0.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever yet feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning from Springdale, 1-0. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Levi Stout out for his second inning of work. He'll start off with the right fielder, Tyler Gentry. Right on right, the first pitch is called for strike one. Gentry, Sebastian Rivero, and Robbie Glendinning. 5, 6, and 7 in the Naturals' order against the Mariners' number 6 prospect. He works from the first base side of the rubber, kicks the 0-1. Skied high in the air out to left center field. Larson and Marlowe converge. Who's going to get it? Shading their eyes from the sun, it's the center fielder Marlowe in deep left center to make the catch. For the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Find out why banking customers love the Arvestgo mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Here's Sebastian Rivero. The first pitch skips into home plate. The count's 1-0. This is the first time we've seen Sebastian Rivero in, feels like it's been a little while. Tonight, he's the designated hitter. And the pitch misses down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Line drive, left field. Larson charges in into a little bit of an awkward slide, but he makes the catch. 2 away. Sebastian Rivero almost had a hit, playing in his 20th game with the Naturals on top of 3 games with Kansas City this year. 2 away in the bottom of the second. Travelers lead the Naturals 1-0. Bases empty for Robbie Glendinning, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Bat 7th in the order for the Naturals. Stout, the first pitch. Called the strike, 0-1. Robbie hitting an even 250 on the season, 6 home runs, and 38 batted in. That's 3rd in the system behind these guys you might have heard of them. Vinny Pasquantino, who leads all of the minor leagues in runs batted in. And Michael Massey, who, while he's with Omaha right now, tied for the most in Double A. No balls and a strike. Stout to Glendinning in the pitch. Just misses. 1-1. Infield plays Glendinning to pull the right-handed hitter. Just about entirely in shadows now. The 1-1 pitch. Called for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Just a few splotches of sun just behind third base towards the outfield grass and dotting the edge of the infield in right field. The 1-2. Misses outside, a fastball at 95. And the count's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 on Glendinning. With Jake Means on deck, if Robbie can reach and keep the inning going. Stout, the 2-2 delivery. Skips to home plate, and we're full 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes on Robbie Glendinning. With Jake Means on deck. The two of them have really flip-flopped between first and third base this year, though Means has kind of become the third baseman, Glendinning the first baseman. They'll see the mix and match here or there. 3-2 pitch on the way. Here's the payoff. Flied to the right, fouling out of play. We do it again, 3-2. Well, one of the things that I keep track of in my daily game notes is the number of pitches per plate appearance that a hitter sees. Robbie Glendinning leads every player that's played for the Naturals this year. He's at 4.33 pitches per plate appearance. And the 3-2 misses inside, ball 4. And he draws a walk, reaches base for the 3rd consecutive ball game. Runner down to first with 2 away. We'll get a chance for Jake Means. Jake Means hits in his last 3 games. He's reached in 6 in a row. Yesterday in the 2nd inning, hit a go-ahead 2-run. Actually, it was the 3rd go-ahead 2-run homer. First pitch he sees is popped foul to the right. Just in front of the sweet level.
Go, Sam! Go, Sam! It's outside!
Counts 0-1.
You need a ticket to reality.
Don't let him back in, though.
Don't let him back in.
Now you're locked out.
A ball's and a strike on Means. 5 home runs and now 27 driven in this year. Again, his 4 RBI night last night. Swings and misses. 0-2. 4 RBIs in his first 2 plate appearances. A 2-run homer in the 3rd, a 2-run double in the 4th. 4 RBI ties his career high, which he previously had done twice. Now 3 times. four RBI game. 0-2 Levi Stout on Jake Means. Infield plays to pull with Clendenning on first. Right on right, the 0-2. Breaking ball just misses. A ball and two strikes. Misses outside. We're even, two balls and two strikes. Well, Naturals were fairly aggressive in the first inning. Good to see a little more patience these last couple of batters. The 2-2. Called strike three, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Means down looking. Strikeouts end the first and the second innings for Levi Stout. He's thrown a pair of scoreless innings here in Northwest Arkansas. No runs on, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. So we're through two innings of play in Springdale, and the Arkansas Travelers lead 1-0. Let's go to the third from Arvest Ballpark.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No, now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest, cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Here we go to the top of the third inning from Arvest Ballpark. On a Wednesday evening, the Travelers, the Arkansas Travelers, lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 1-0. Tanner Kerwer leads off the third. The right-handed hitting right fielder lines the first pitch foul down the left side. 0-1. It'll be Kerwer, Caden Polkovich, and Joe Rizzo. 9-1-2 due up for the Travs. A run in the first inning on a home run from Jack Larson. Dante Biazzi ticks and delivers. Misses high and away, 1-1. Kerwer batting .262 this season, two home runs and 15 driven in. 1-for-4 game yesterday, had an RBI single in their two-run seventh. Takes the pitch outside, 2-1 the count. Biazzi, the product of Penn State. 2-1 pitch. Line drive over the leap of the shortstop Garcia into left field, the base hit. The fourth hit of the game for the Travelers. Just past the reach of the shortstop for the Naturals. Back to the top of the order for Caden Polkovich. Dante's older brother Sal, also drafted by the Kansas City Royals out of Penn State, the 11th round a couple years earlier in 2017. So they overlapped at Penn State for a year. 2017 would have been Dante's freshman year. And the first pitch to Caden Polkovich is lined foul down the left side, 0-1. I forget sometimes that so many of these players are my age. I was a freshman this spring of 2017 at Arizona State. And you look at the number of 2019 draft picks on this team, 8 of them. Those are all guys that were, for the most part, juniors, freshmen in 2017. Wow. 0-1 pitch. Bouncy ball hit softly to the third base side. The third baseman Means barehand pickup. Throw to first. He got him. Oh, what a sensational play by Jake Means. Good job by Dante Biazzi to get out of the way. Means the only way he was going to make that play was a bare hand pickup. That's what he did, and he gets the out at first. Tanner Kerwer moves up to second in the process, run around second with one out. For Joe Rizzo, the third baseman, who grounded out to Lofton. That sensational play for the second out of the first inning. Lefty on lefty with Biazzi. Here's the first pitch. Sits back on a breaking ball and loops it down the left field line. Garcia, Means, Bradley. It is Jake Means once again. Throwback to second, just behind the runner. Oh, another fine play from Jake Means. This time tracking back up the left field foul line. He makes the catch, throws to second, but doesn't get the double play, but will still take the second out. A pair of really nice defensive plays from Jake Means give us the first two outs here in the third. There's two away for Jack Larson, who homered his last time up, left the yard to right field. A solo shot, his fourth of the season. So, the first two games of this series, the number three hitter in the Traveler order, hitting a two-out solo homer in the first inning. And the first pitch to Larson is swung through a miss for strike one. Biazzi going to the well with a breaking ball. Gets the swing and miss, nothing and one. Larson's now reached in 12 straight games after that homer in the first inning. A pitch down low, throw down to second, and they have Kerwer caught off of second. Garcia's throw to third is in time. Tanner Kerwer caught on the base paths by Logan Porter. That ends the third inning. Oh, baby. Logan Porter looking good tonight behind home plate. Once again, Dante Biazzi faces the minimum, works around putting a leadoff guy on. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Travelers.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night, plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course, Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, maybe a little bit of momentum on the Naturals' side. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Travelers leading 1-0, and Tucker Bradley to start things off. The left-handed hitting left fielder takes a ball down and in from Levi Stout. 1-0. Bradley, Michael Garcia, Nick Lofton. 9-1-2 due up for Northwest Arkansas. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, Logan Porter's already got two runners stealing tonight. Here's the 1-0. Tap foul into the ground, 1-1. There were two outs with Jack Larson at the plate in the top of the third inning. Tanner Kerwer, a big lead off of second. Logan Porter threw to second base to try and pick him off. And then Kerwer headed for third. Michael Garcia to Jake Means. The 1-1. Call the strike, 1-2 on Tucker Bradley. It was Garcia to Means. Means applied the tag, and Kerwer was out at third base for the final out of the third inning. So Dante Biazzi's at 41 pitches through three innings. Levi Stout, his 35th. Line drive over the leap of the shortstop, Unroh into center field, a base hit. That's good to see from Tucker Bradley. He had been scuffling a little bit at the plate. That snaps an 0-for-11 stretch. A single to begin the third inning. This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious and creative play. We're going to June the 15th, where the Naturals and Tulsa Drillers played a doubleheader at One Oak Field. Garcia squares to bunt and pulls back. Pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. Naturals won the first game 4-2 in Tulsa, lost the second game 5-4 in 8 innings on a walk-off. That second game had a couple of fascinating things. 1-0. Move over to first. Bradley back and standing up. He's stolen 8 bases in 11 attempts this season. But in that second game, the Naturals' first baseman, Clint Robinson, went 3-for-4, hit a 2-run homer to give the Naturals an early lead in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch. Garcia taps it foul straight into the ground, I beg your pardon. Counts 1-1. And that game, June the 15th, 2010, was the first of a 21-game hitting streak for Clint Robinson. That still stands as the longest hitting streak in Naturals history. The 1-1 floats in for strike two, a ball and two strikes. That was one of two home runs hit in the game. The other was a go-ahead homer in the top of the eighth inning from some guy, Mike Moustakas. But Charlie Blackman drew a bases-loaded walk to win the game in the bottom of the 10th. Runner on first with nobody out, the 1-2. Garcia tattoos it into center field. Marlowe racing back towards the warning track. He can't get there. It bounces off the wall. Chris Winters wave at home. Tucker Bradley, the throw to the plate is just a bit late. He slides in safely, and this game is tied. An RBI double for Michael Garcia. Knocks us up at 1 in the 3rd. Tucker Bradley scores all the way around from first base. Goodness gracious, what speed on the base paths. 1-1 our score, all tied up, a brand new ball game. And here comes the pitching coach for the Arkansas Travelers. It's Sean McGrath out for a chat with Levi Stout. It's the first run that Stout has allowed against the Naturals this season. I mentioned 5 2/3 scoreless his last time. Third round pick in 2019, I mentioned out of Lehigh. His last time out, he pitched game one of the Travelers doubleheader last Thursday against Wichita, took the loss. He'll have 6 runs on 8 hits across 4 2/3 innings. He did strike out 7 batters. He struck out 7 or more in 5 of his 11 starts. Twice he's hit 8. His 5 2/3 scoreless against the Naturals, his only scoreless outing of the season. The game, the Travelers, 2 runs in the 6th inning off of Drew Parrish. And the Naturals could only manage 1 of the 8 at the RBI for Michael Massey. Well, back to action. Bases empty. A run home, tied at 1 in the 3rd. The pitch to Nick Lofton. Tapped foul to the left. 0-1. So Tucker Bradley led off the 3rd, the bottom of the 3rd, with a single. Michael Garcia, an RBI double, the straightaway center. Now Lofton bats, the number 2 hitter in the order. He lined out to the second baseman Polkovic, his first time up in the bottom of inning 1. Garcia dancing off of second, the 0-1. Fly ball to center field. Marlowe has it measured up in center field. He makes the catch. Shallow enough to hold Garcia on second. He's unable to advance. There's the first out here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. John Rave hits. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval. Runner on second with 1 out for John Rave, the first pitch. Just misses outside. 1-0 to the left-handed hitting center fielder. He grounded out 4-3 back in the first inning. Kaden Polkovich was kept busy at second base. The 1-0. In for a strike. 1-1. With Nick Lofton getting some time in the infield now, likely be that John Rave sees more time in center. He is so good out there. Quick, good athleticism. good range, the 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and a strike. I guess I just said the same thing in three different ways, huh? He's a natural center fielder. Been his primary position so much of his career. Two balls and a strike on Rave. Garcia leads from second, being held down by Unroh. The pitch. Line drive. Snagged by Unroh. A step to his right. Garcia has to scamper back to the bag. That's the second out. Oh, man. John Rave hit that ball on a line. But Unroh, who was playing close to the bag to keep Garcia in the neighborhood, just had to take a step to his right to make the catch. Two away, runner on second, tied at one in the third. Here's Logan Porter, the catcher, cleanup hitter for the Naturals. Takes a look at strike one, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, no balls and a strike. Porter struck out swinging to end the first. Batting for the second time today. The 0-1, swing and a miss, nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Porter. The catcher wears his pant legs pulled up to his knees. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Check back at second, and the 0-2 home. Down away, misses. Good block in the dirt by Anchia. One ball and two strikes. The Naturals just missed Levi Stout last season. He was promoted to the Travelers right after the Naturals left North Little Rock for the final time last year. 1-2 pitch. Looped foul to the right, out of play. Ball and two strikes. Man, I just think back to that final month of the season, mid to late August into early mid-September, that playoff race between, it was a four-team race then, just like it is now, between the first-place Wichita Wind Surge with the Travelers, Drillers, and Naturals battling it out for second. Check back at second on Garcia, the 1-2 to Porter. Comes inside and hits him in the shoulder. Logan Porter will be awarded first base. He's down to first. Runners on first and second. The inning continues for Tyler Gentry. But yeah, that last month of the season, kind of crazy. Wichita, really, they maintained good control of first place. Kind of went back and forth with Tulsa. First pitch to Tyler Gentry, misses upstairs, 1-0. Gentry flied out to center field to begin the second. He hits for the second time today. And right now, where we're at in the Texas League, with halve systems, kind of feels somewhat similar. And I'll explain why after the pitch, the 1-0. Bouncy ball hits softly up the third base side. Going to be a tough play. Rizzo waits for it to roll foul, but it's fair. An infield single for Tyler Gentry. This is his first hit at the AA level, and that loads the bases for Sebastian Rivero. But my point being, well, the Naturals are in fourth place, and while that may seem unfortunate, 3.5 games out. Wichita and Tulsa are playing each other this week. They're the top two teams. The Naturals and Arkansas Travelers, 3-4 in the standings, 4-3 in the standings, playing each other. 3.5 games back of first place with pitch to Rivero, misses for a ball. You think about it, 11 games to go tonight included in the first half. Remember, the schedule resets when you go to the second half. June the 28th in Amarillo, the 1-0. Fly to the right, foul and out of play, 1-1. The final day of the first half is Sunday, June the 26th. The Springfield Cardinals are here. That's the last day of this two-week homestand. And we'll have the winner of the first half play the winner of the second half once the regular season ends in the division series. And then the winner of that goes to the championship series. Bases loaded with two outs for Sebastian Rivero. Tied at one in the third in the 1-1 pitch. Check swing on a ball down low. Did he go? Yes, he did. Willie Traynor had his arm ready. He was ready for that appeal. A ball and two strikes on Rivero with Garcia on third, Porter on second, Gentry on first. ball and two strikes on Rivero. Stout trying to strand the bases loaded. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets Rivero to chase down and outside. And the Naturals leave the bases loaded here in the third inning. It's three straight innings that Levi Stout's final out of the inning has come on a strikeout. His only three strikeouts of the night so far. Well, the Naturals do tie the game. A run on three hits. A hit batter. No errors. Three runners left on. Well, brand new ball game. Tied at one after the third. Let's go to the fourth inning from our best ballpark.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick. Made in America since 1948.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the fourth inning, tied at one from Arvez Ballpark. Dante Biazzi's first pitch to Jack Larson, called for strike one, nothing in one. Larson, Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, 3-4-5, two up for the Travelers. And the 0-1. Bouncing ball hit up the middle into center field, the base hit. Now Jack Larson leads off the fourth of the single, the third straight inning that the Travelers had left off with a hit. It's two for two today. Here's Jake Shiner. Dante Biazzi, 41 pitches through his first three innings. Larson was at the plate when the third inning ended. Tanner Kerwer was caught stealing third. And the pitch. This is inside for ball one to Shiner, one of three natural right-handed hitters in the lineup. But the Travelers, him, Jake Anchia, Tanner Kerwer, and the 1-0. Just misses, 2-0. It's so fascinating. Some teams, right-handed heavy. Seven of the Naturals' nine hitters are right-handed. The 2-0. Misses. Three balls and no strikes. But the Travelers in their lineup, four left-handed hitters, three righties, and two switch hitters. The Naturals don't have a switch hitter on their team. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch to Shiner. Called a strike. 90 miles an hour on the outside corner, 3-1. Shiner singled in the first inning, but he was stranded there. Came with two outs following Larson's home run. 3-1 pitch. Misses up and in for ball four. So Jack Larson up to second with Shiner on first. Runners on first and second with nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. And Zach Deloach will have a chance to hit. Well, here's to hoping that Asa Lacy is back and healthy the next time these two teams face off. August the 9th to the 14th, the Naturals are down in Little Rock. Deloach and Lacy, teammates at Texas A&M. First pitch comes inside and hits him. That'll load the bases. Larson to third, Shiner to second. Deloach sees one pitch, he's hit by it. Off to first. So some trouble for Dante Biazzi. Logan Porter, the Naturals catcher, out for a chat of the mound. We'll use this opportunity to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Well, a good slate of action going on across the Texas League today. In fact, a doubleheader being played in Tulsa. But action today in Springfield, San Antonio, Frisco, and I mentioned two in Tulsa. Well, first, Cade Marlowe hits. The base is loaded as we sit in the top of the fourth inning. Nobody out. Tied at one. And the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Marlowe singled to begin the second, but was caught stealing for the first out of the inning. Larson on third, Shiner on second, Deloach on first. The 1-0. Fouled off to the left, 1-1. So that doubleheader in Tulsa, Wichita took game one 7-4, with six of those runs coming over the final three innings of the seven-inning game. Middle of the second in game two, and the Drillers lead 2-0. A ball and a strike, and the pitch. Fouled off to the left. A ball and two strikes now. Bottom of the fourth inning in Frisco, no score between the Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Both teams no runs on two hits so far. Bottom of the third in San Antonio, the Missions lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles 3-1. 1-2 to Marlowe. High in the air, deep out to right field. Gentry to his right, charges it, makes the catch. All three runners tag. The throw goes to the shortstop, Garcia. The tag to Zach Deloach. Oh, my goodness, he's out. Now, the run does score. Home from third, Jack Larson on the sacrifice fly. But call it a double play. Tyler Gentry into Michael Garcia to get Zach Deloach out at second base. The first out of the inning, Cade Marlowe. And then I guess 9-6. And the third base coach, Jeff Jimenez, is getting in the face of Tanner Dobson, the crew chief, having to be restrained by his manager, Colin Cowgill. He's been ejected. Jeff Jimenez was not happy about that call. And now the Travelers, their base coach, will be their manager, Colin Cowgill. That was a close play at second. I'm really impressed by how heads up that play was from Michael Garcia to, I think the throw from Gentry was headed to, was either high to second or headed to third. But Garcia leapt up and raced to the bag. He beat Deloach. Here's Riley Unroe, the shortstop. Skies the first pitch in the air to right field. Gentry charges it, has it in his sights, and makes the catch. That ends the top of the fourth inning. A little eventful. The Travelers score a run on a hit, a walk, and a hit batter. No errors, and one runner left on. So it's 2-1. The Travelers lead the Naturals as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Springdale.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit goang.com or call 1-800-TOGOANG.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to Arvez Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2-1. A sacrifice fly from Cade Marlowe in the top of the fourth gives the Travs the lead. Robbie Glendinning leads off the bottom of the fourth. The first pitch from Levi Stout misses for ball one. It's 7-8-9 in the Naturals order. Glendinning, Jake Means, and Tucker Bradley. Stout, the 1-0 to Glendinning. Misses 2-0. The Naturals got on the board in the bottom of the third inning on an RBI double for Mike Kellen Garcia that scored Tucker Bradley. Infield to pull. Here's the 2-0. Glendinning looks at a ball down and away. Three balls and no strikes. He walked his first time up back in the second inning. I mentioned he sees more pitches per plate appearance than anyone else that's been in a Naturals uniform this year. 3-0. Called the strike. He was taking all the way. It's 3-1. Heading the count 3-1. Stout kicks and delivers. Smacked high and foul down the right side towards the bullpen concession stand where you can get barbecue sliders for $1.50 or 6 for $6. Usually my go-to dinner on Wednesdays in the ballpark. The count once again full on Robbie Glendinning, just like it was in the second. 3-2 pitch on the way. High in the air to the right side. The right fielder Kerwer drifts in a couple of steps to his left, camps under it, and makes the one-handed catch at the brim of his hat. The first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I never gave you the last out-of-town scoreboard update around the Texas League. The game in Springfield. Cardinals bat into the bottom of the fourth inning at Hammonds Field. Corpus Christi, a five-run second, leads 6-3, but the Cardinals are hitting and have the bases loaded with three runs already home. Here's Jake Means, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Struck out looking to end the second and takes a calm strike one. So Corpus Christi leads Springfield 6-3 in the fourth. San Antonio leads Amarillo now 6-1 in the third. The 0-1 taps softly foul to the left, nothing at two. End of four in Frisco, 0-0 Rockhounds and Rough Riders. Tulsa-Wichita doubleheader. The Wind Surge took game one 7-4, and the Drillers lead game two 2-0 in the second. Texas League out of town scoreboard thanks to Walmart. The 0-2 to Means is tapped to the left side. The third baseman Rizzo to his left gives way to the shortstop Unroe over to first in time to beat Means by a few paces. 6-3 the ground out, two away. Now it's Tucker Bradley who snapped a little bit of a snide in the third inning, single to lead off the inning, and then came around to score in the Michael Garcia double. He scored all the way from first base. Left-handed hitter against the righty Stout, who's trying for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. And the first pitch comes inside and misses Bradley. Nothing in one. It missed both Bradley and it missed the strike zone. 1-0. Swing and a miss. He chases below the zone. The count's even 1-1. Tucker batting 290 on the season. 6 home runs and 23 driven in. Stout into his motion. Kicks in the 1-1. Fly ball into right field. Kerwer ranges back, leaps in right center field, and he does not catch the ball. Just tips off his glove. Oh, I thought he had it for a moment. But instead, Tucker Bradley's into second base, standing up with a two-out double. Oh, that was almost a magnificent play from Tanner Kerwer. But instead, Tucker Bradley has extra bases deep into the alley in right center. He leapt up the ball just barely off his glove. It rolled to the wall, and Tucker Bradley was able to come into second standing up. So he's 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. Guess who else is 2-for-2 today with a single and a double? Michael Garcia steps in. He singled in the first, doubled in a run in the third. With Bradley on second and two outs, the pitch. Line drive, right center field. Kerwer ranges over. He won't get there. It's all the way to the wall. Deja vu at Arvest Ballpark as Michael Garcia cruises into second. The RBI double scores Tucker Bradley and we're tied. 2-2 the score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I mean, my goodness. Handed the run, scoring the third, an RBI double for Michael Garcia to plate Tucker Bradley. Here in the fourth, an RBI double for Michael Garcia to plate Tucker Bradley, though that one a little more to right center. In the third, it was a fly ball to center field. So Garcia now 3-for-3 today. He's driven in both runs. It's two extra base hits. Good day at the top of the order. Now we're tied at 2 for Nick Lofton, the second baseman, 0-for-2 today. He watches the first pitch miss for ball one. Two runs, five hits for the Travelers. Two runs, six hits for the Naturals, trying to add on more. The go-ahead run in scoring position with two outs. The speedy Michael Garcia. And the 1-0 to Lofton. Just misses 2-0. Well, it does seem like the plan now for Lofton. He's capable of playing the outfield. He's learned the position. We'll try and mix and starts left field, center field. We'll probably see him at second, short, and third a fair bit. 2-0 pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. The shortstop Unroh takes it at the backhand. Throw to first is low. The first baseman Shiner digs it out of the dirt. Oh, my goodness. What a good scoop. Belongs in an ice cream shop. Jake Shiner saves the low throw from Unroh to end the bottom of the fourth inning. But once again, the Naturals tied on the RBI double for Michael Garcia. A run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left aboard. Well, we go to the fifth inning. 2-2 is the score from Springdale. Hope you stick around with us for the fifth.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the four-state area.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com. Naturals
baseball. Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. As we enter the fifth, tied at 2 from Springdale. The first pitch to Jake Anchia, the catcher. Lofted out to left field. Michael Garcia, the shortstop, calls for it. He calls off the left fielder Tucker Bradley and makes a two-handed basket catch above, or I shouldn't say a basket catch, a two-handed catch above his cap for the first out of the top of the fifth inning. So welcome back to the ballpark. My name is Nicholas Batters. I really do appreciate sincerely your company on this Wednesday night. Thanks for hanging out with me at the ballpark on a beautiful summer. Is it summer yet? I think it's still spring for another week or so. Someone let me know. Here's Tanner Kerwer. Looks high at the first pitch, 1-0. It feels like summer, 82 degrees, a little muggy, but man, just a perfect night for baseball. I couldn't be more content with life, really. So the pitch misses, two balls and no strikes. Just an effervescent evening, if you will. The 2-0. Off-speed misses inside. 3-0 to Tanner Kerwer, who singled to begin the third inning. Batting with one out and the bases empty. Tied at 2 in the fifth. Dante Biasi kicks and delivers. Cranked in the air to center field. John Rave has to get on his horse into the alley in left center. At the wall. It bounces off the wall and kicks into center field. Tanner Kerwer is going to have more than two bases. He has three. And oh my goodness, almost had four. Colin Cowgill, the manager coaching third base for the Travelers, was giving him the windmill. that held up the stop sign at the last moment as the Naturals got the relay throw in quickly. Tanner Kerwer, his second hit of the day. It's a one-out triple. Go-ahead run on third base for the Travelers. Now it's back to the top of the order for Caden Polkovich. Polkovich 0-for-2 today. The switch hitter bats from the right side against the lefty Biazzi. Naturals will play the infield in. Glendinning, Lofton, Garcia, Means all at the cut of the grass. The first pitch drops in for strike one. No balls and a strike. Biazzi more so a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher. You'd really like something on the ground here. The 0-1, splintered bat, shallow center field. It's the second baseman, Lofton, ranging out to make the catch. Bluffs a throwback to third and holds Kerwer there. Really fine play by Nick Lofton, ranging into shallow center field. He and Garcia were out there, and I think Lofton was just a little bit closer. So I said it would have been nice to get a ground ball in that situation, but if you're going to get a fly ball, I think you'll take a little one in a shallow center field, just something in the vicinity of the infield. Now here's Joe Rizzo. Two outs, a runner on third. Biazzi's pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, my goodness. Was he hacking at the breaking ball? Nothing in one. Rizzo grounded out in the first inning. Popped out in the third. Lefty on lefty with Biazzi. The 0-1 pitch. Just misses. 1-1. We might see Biazzi for a sixth inning for the first time in his career. Right now he's at 63 pitches with two outs in the fifth inning. And the pitch. Fly ball into right center. John Rave and Tyler Gentry into the alley. John Rave! Oh my goodness! Diving in right center! He makes a sensational play that ends the top of the fifth inning! Oh my goodness! A tip of the cap to John Rave. One of the best plays we've seen all season. Well, that ends the top of the fifth inning and strands the runner on third base. As our friend Dennis Higgins in Tulsa would say, put a star next to that one. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway through tonight's ballgame after 4.5. A tip of the hat to the crowd. We're tied at 2 from Springdale.
Grasshopper. When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, John Rave made a sensational play to end the top of the fifth inning. He leads off the bottom of the fifth. Tied at 2 from Arvest Ballpark. The first pitch is in for a called strike one. 2-2 our score as we enter the back half of this game. John Rave, Logan Porter, and Tyler Gentry to bat in the fifth against Levi Stout. You know, one, called the strike, nothing in two. Well, John Rave, as acrobatic as you'll get, calls time. Made a leaping grab at deep right center field to rob Joe Rizzo of an extra base hit. Talk about someone who's been victimized by Naturals defense tonight. The ball's the two strikes, the pitch. Floats outside. 1 and 2. We see some activities start in the Naturals bullpen. It's one of the major league rehabbers, Gabe Spire, warming up for the Naturals. 1-2 misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The count even. A couple of major league rehabbers with the Naturals, Gabe Spire, Matt Peacock. You should see them both tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Ball 3. And the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Dante Biazzi's just at 64 pitches through 5 innings. It makes sense that they call it a night. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Ray. Here's the payoff. Outside corner called strike 3. Oh, he had tossed his bat towards the dugout, was beginning to unstrap his protective gear. And that's the 4th strikeout for Levi Stout, the first out in the 5th inning. Here's Logan Porter, 0-for-1 today. He's also been hit by a pitch. Bouncy ball hit up the middle. Kicks off of Stout to the first base side. It lands in no man's land. And Logan Porter is safe at first. Well, let's turn the attention to Levi Stout. Certainly hope he's all right. That ball was hit hard. Right back up the middle. The Travelers athletic trainer, Amanda Lee. The base of the steps. Their third base dugout. He does look like he's all right. Here's Tyler Gentry, a runner on first with one out. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss out in front of the off speed. No balls and one strike. Gentry, his first double-A hit. It was a single back in the 3rd inning that loaded the bases. A little infield single. He's 1-for-2 today. Here's the pitch. Bouncy ball hit, softly foul into the hands of the Naturals skipper, the third base coach, Chris Widger. And the count's nothing and two. Oh, no balls and two strikes. The count on Tyler Gentry. Runner on first with one out. We're tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Infield plays Gentry, the right-handed hitting right fielder to pull. Batting 5th in the Naturals order. Levi Stout at the belt and home with the 0-2. Wow, that ball smoked into left center field. That's going to drop and roll to the wall. It's a double for Tyler Gentry. The Naturals, 2 runners in scoring position as Porter moves first to third. Oh, that ball was scorched 104 miles an hour off the bat by Tyler Gentry. A frozen rope to left field. I mean, that sounded the way that it sounded off the bat. I believe that's Colin Kober, the right-hander, warming up in left field for the Travelers. They're going to play the infield in. Runners on second and third. On third base, Logan Porter. He represents the go-ahead run. And the first pitch to Sebastian Rivero, called for strike 1. Rivero 0-for-2 today. Flied out to left field in the 2nd. He struck out swinging with the bases loaded to end the 3rd inning. Infield in. The 1 strike offering misses down and away. Counts even 1-1. The Naturals have not led today. The Travelers are running the 1st. Naturals tied it up in the 3rd. Travelers took the lead with a run in the top of the 4th. Naturals tied it up in the bottom of the 4th. Maybe a little bit of momentum on Northwest Arkansas' side, 1-1. And the pitch to Rivero. Just misses. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. Stout now at 85 pitches. His high this season, 89. He did that his last start against Wichita last Thursday. The 2-1. Misses in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike. So perhaps his last batter. You'd love if he can get through the 5th inning. 2 in scoring position with 1 out. I can see a world where a base hit ends his day. We'll see, though. We'll see. Not my place to speculate. Hitter-friendly count for Rivero. 3 balls and a strike with Gentry on 2nd, Porter on 1st. And the 3-1. Well struck to center field. Marlowe back. He's chasing to the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Both runners tag. Gentry from second to third. Porter from third. He comes to score. A sacrifice fly from Sebastian Rivero, who thought it was a double. Gives the Naturals a 3-2 lead. I don't know how Marlowe made that catch. He had to run a long ways into left center field. I mean, wow. Oh, it's 3-2 Naturals on the second out of the fifth inning. Tyler Gentry insurance run is now on third base. The catcher and Chia out to chat with Levi Stout to buy a little more time for the bullpen to warm up in left field. The catcher has his party ruined by Harrison Silverman, the home plate umpire. Gentry on third with two outs. Naturals up 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning for Robbie Glendinning, the first baseman. Walked in the second, flied out in the fourth. The first pitch called for strike one. No balls and a strike. Infield shaded slightly to pull. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases below the zone. 0-2. Jake Means on deck if Glendinning can reach and keep the inning going. A run home has given the Naturals the lead. A sacrifice fly from Sebastian Rivero. Here's the 0-2. Tap softly foul towards the far end of the Travelers' third base dugout. I believe that's Taylor Featherston, the former Northwest Arkansas Natural Travelers' first base coach. Comes out of the dugout to pick it up. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Stout to Glendinning. Misses down and away. A ball and two strikes. He's up over the 90 pitch mark. At 91 now. Last season he topped out at 102. And added on June the 10th for the Everett Aqua Sox. The pitch just misses. 2-2. Like he did go over 90 several times. He threw 90 or more pitches on seven occasions, which is more than double the number of times Naturals pitchers did it last year. It happened three times for Naturals pitching. 2-2 misses in the dirt, and we're full 3-2. So in his third plate appearance of the evening, Robbie Glendinning has the count full for the third time. He's worked it to a 3-2 count every time he's come to the plate today. Three balls and two strikes with two outs. Tyler Gentry on third, a run home. The Naturals leading 3-2. Jake Means on deck. Here's the payoff. Sky down the right field line. Kerwer has a long ways to run. Crosses the line in foul territory. He makes the catch. And that ends the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Naturals take the lead on a sacrifice fly from Sebastian Rivero. A run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. So it's 3-2 Naturals as we head to the sixth inning from Arvest Ballpark. 3-2, the Naturals up by a run over the Travelers.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Pleasant Tire Service. Yeah.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Springdale. We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Naturals lead 3-2. Two runs, six hits for the Travelers. Three runs, eight hits for the Naturals. Dante Biasi, done after five innings, allows two runs on six hits, a walk and a strikeout. He only threw 64 pitches, faced 20 batters, and gives way to the big league rehabber. Gabe Spire takes over. A left-hander, former Northwest Arkansas Natural. 26 games for the Naturals in 2018 and 17 games in 2019. And he's since made it to the big leagues. Here on Major League Rehab with Northwest Arkansas. He's played parts of four seasons with the Royals, 39 games, including a start that came this year. So far this season for Kansas City, he's pitched in 15 games, 0-1 record with a respectable 2.50 ERA. Just five earned runs in 18 innings for the Royals with 14 strikeouts and just four walks. So the first big league rehab of the year for the Naturals is the lefty. He's been on the Royals' injured list at the big league level since May the 30th. First pitch to Jack Larson. Tapped softly to the right. Nick Lofton, what a play. From the cut of the infield, grass throws to first. There's one gone. Well, Jack Larson retired for the first time today. Now here's Jake Shiner. Yeah, so it was May the 30th that Spire was placed on the injured list. Was added to the Naturals on rehab yesterday. Weren't sure if he was going to get in the game yesterday. Him and Matt Peacock both with the club right now. Now Jake Shiner steps in. The left-hander Spire, his pitch home. Just misses 1-0. Spire, 27 years old, a 5'11", 200-pound left-hander out of Santa Barbara, California. Was the Red Sox 19th round pick in 2013 out of Dos Pueblos High School in Southern California. 1-0 misses to Shiner. It's two balls and no strikes. And Shiner's reached base twice today. Singled in the first and walked in the fourth. Pitch clock not being used with the major leaguer on rehab assignment. Two balls, no strikes. Spire kicks and delivers. Line drive, smoked down the left field line, past the outstretched reach of the third baseman Means, and into the left field corner. Shiner around first. He cruises into second with a one-out double. Just scorched down the left field line. Jake Shiner now 2-for-2 today. He's reached base in all three trips to the plate. So now it's the DH, Zach DeLoach, left-on-left matchup with Spire. Drafted by the Red Sox, traded to the Tigers in December 2014 in the Rick Porcello deal. It was Rick Porcello to Boston for Yoenis Cespedes, Alex Wilson, and Gabe Spire. And then November 2015, less than a year later, the Braves traded Cameron Maben to the Tigers for Ian Kroll and Gabe Spire. And the pitch misses 1-0. And then the following December, actually not even the following December, a matter of a couple of weeks later, the Braves traded him to the Diamondbacks. 1-0 is tapped foul off of DeLoach's foot, 1-1. He was traded with Shelby Miller to the Diamondbacks for Ender Inciarte, Aaron Blair, and Dansby Swanson. So he's been a part of some big trades. Rick Porcello, Cameron Maben, Dansby Swanson. And then the Diamondbacks traded him to Kansas City in June 2018 with Elvis Luciano in exchange for John Jay. Well, the Royals sent Jay to the Diamondbacks, so he's been traded, gosh, one, two, three, four times in his career. Joined the Naturals once he was traded to the Royals organization. Check back at second, and the 1-1 to DeLoach.
Called the strike. 1-2.
Has been with the Royals since. I mentioned made his big league debut in 2019. Came on September the 5th. Breaking ball misses. Kicks off to the right of Logan Porter. 2-2. Remember when September call-ups used to be a thing? Used to be you could expand the major league roster to include up to 40 active players. Well, they did away with that. Now you have to add a couple. Roster expands from 26 to 28. Oh, yippee! No more heaps of guys in the bullpen. An absurd amount of players on the bench. 2-2 to DeLoach. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Gabe Spire. Ties up Zach DeLoach for the second out of the sixth inning. A two away. And the second strike out of the game for Traveler hitters. Here's Cade Marlowe, the center fielder. And the first pitch, swing and a miss out in front of the off-speed for strike one. Check back at second. Spire, the lefty, set at the belts. Kicks in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Russ's slider more than anything else this season, with a good sinker, a four-seam fastball, and an occasional changeup, too. Counts nothing in two on Cade Marlowe, with Jake Shiner on second, two outs in the top of the sixth inning, and the Naturals leading this game 3-2. No balls and two strikes on Marlowe, left on left with Spire. Peers in for the sign, working with Logan Porter. Step off the rubber and reset. Nothing in two on Marlowe. Check back at second. Spire kicks and delivers. Just misses outside. A ball and two strikes. He's thrown that slider 40% of his pitches this season at the big league level. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Right on cue. Gets Marlowe to chase the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts. End the sixth inning for Gabe Spire. A scoreless inning with the Naturals here on rehab. No runs on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Naturals up 3-2 here in Springdale.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and TravisMathew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Arvest Ballpark. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2, the Naturals lead the Arkansas Travelers.
Day is done for Levi Stout. The right-hander goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs on 8 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. He threw 94 pitches, 59 of them for strikes. Faced 25 batters. And will give way to Colin Kober. Well, the right-hander against the righty Jake Means. And the first pitch from the side armor is in for strike one. Means, Tucker Bradley, and Michael Garcia. 8-9-1 for the Naturals. A run in the third inning, a run in the fourth, and a run in the fifth. The Naturals up 3-2. Here's the 0-1 to Means. Swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Colin Kober, the third-year Arkansas Traveler, pitching in his 19th game of the season, his 18th out of the bullpen. It's a 1-0 record, a 5.30 earned run average. Double-barreled action. Oh, no, that's not. Yeah, that is double-barreled action. Matt Peacock warming up. The 0-2 pitch misses down and away. 1-2. Gabe Spires also still throwing out there. So I would guess both Gavin Stupinski and Tyler Crapley are down there in the bullpen. Spire didn't throw a lot of pitches, only 13 of them. Check swing, poke foul, back to the screen. 1-2. So Matt Peacock, the other big league rehabber, he'll almost surely pitch the seventh for the Naturals. But Gabe Spire just getting some more pitches in. Likely throw simulated at-bats. 13-pitch scoreless sixth inning. Here's the 1-2 to Jake Means. Sky to the right, fouling out of play. We'll do it again, 1-2. Means struck out looking in the second. Grounded out in the fourth. He's 1-for-2 today. A ball and 2 strikes. Colin Kober kicks and slings it in. Broken bat, tapped foul to the right. A piece of the mat splintered in the grass of foul territory. About a third of the way to the third base. We'll do it again. A ball and 2 strikes as Means goes to get a new piece of lumber from the dugout. A ball and 2 strikes. Kober again kicks and delivers. Misses down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naturals up by a run, also ahead by 1 hit, out hitting the Travelers 8-7 on the scoreboard, leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Popped in the air, back of home plate, and Chia gives chase, and he'll make the catch just a step to the home plate side of the on-deck circle on the third base side, the visitor side. No foul pop-out. Moves Jake Means to 0-for-3 today. With one away, here's Tucker Bradley. The left-handed hitting left fielder is 2-for-2 today. He singled and scored in the third, doubled and scored in the fourth. So he scored both of the Naturals' runs, both driven in by Michael Garcia. The first pitch to Bradley. This is inside, 1-0. Kober against the lefty Bradley, 1-0 pitch. Just misses, 2-0. Well, as the lights are at full effect, and evening fades to dusk, which will soon fade to dark. The sky just gorgeous overhead. 2-0 pitch. Misses, 3-0. Cotton candy clouds, kind of a gradient fade from above the right field wall, kind of down towards the Children's Hospital past the center field fence. 3-0, taking all the way in for a strike, 3-1. It's really a picturesque view. What's that? You play the game as a kid, what does the cloud look like? I don't know what it looks like. 3-1, popped foul, straight over our heads. I was ready for it, but way too high. Ken, our official scorer, has his hat. He's ready. I'll do it again, the count full, 3-2. Trying to think, what do the clouds look like? It's escaping me at the moment. 3-2 pitch. Line back to the screen. A good battle here We'll do it again. 3-2 on Bradley. I'll be honest. It almost looks like there's a tornado touching down, which I feel like I probably shouldn't use it as a descriptor for clouds. I'll get back to you. Cobra again, the 3-2 to Bradley. Poked foul down the left side, out of play out of the Werther's original grass berm in the left field corner. A couple of kids racing for it. This is going to drive me crazy. What does it look like? It does kind of look like a... Look, I'm from California. I don't know what a tornado looks like. I want to be clear with that. 3-2 to Bradley again. He's again poked foul to the left. Oh, what a plate appearance here. Sneaks it over the sweets. We'll do it one more time. Three balls and two strikes. The longest plate appearance prior to this was the at-bat before. Jake Means popped out on eight pitches. 3-2 again. Comes inside. Takes Bradley off his feet. Ball four inside. He draws a one-out walk. The two longest plate appearances of the night for Naturals hitters. They come back-to-back. An eight-pitch pop-out for Jake Means. And for Tucker Bradley, a nine-pitch walk. Back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia, 3-for-3 today. The first pitch misses down and away. One ball and no strikes. Michael singled in the first inning, doubled in a run in the third, doubled in a run in the fourth. Two of the Naturals' three runs today. He's 3-for-3. The 1-0. Called a strike. 1-1. Naturals have, four hit games this season have not been frequent. In fact, there's only been one, and it was Michael. The pitch misses, 2-1. Back on May the 1st, that was a Sunday at home against Amarillo. The Naturals won that game 9-4. Michael had four hits. He's the only Natural with a four-hit game. He's the only Natural that scored four runs in a game. Two balls a strike. Just misses, 3-1. Three balls, one strike with one out, and Bradley leading from first. The pitch. Fly to left field. Larson to his left. Left center, he reaches up to make the catch. So won't be a four-for-four day for Michael. He'll likely still have another plate appearance tonight, but there's two outs in the sixth inning. Here's Nick Lofton. Matt Peacock warming to the bullpen in right field. He should have the seventh. Runner on first still is Tucker Bradley. He's reached base in all three plate appearances today. Drew a one-out walk moments ago. Now Nick Lofton 0-for-3. The first pitch is in for a calm strike. Nothing and one. Cobert trying to get a scoreless sixth. The 0-1 pitch. This is down and away. Even one ball and one strike. One ball and one strike on Nick Lofton. Here's the pitch. Just misses. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Naturals leading 3-2 here in the sixth. Cobra was a little bit of a slower pace than Levi Stout did, the Travelers starter. And the 3-1, or the 2-1, I beg your pardon, is swung through, missed. Now we're even, two balls and two strikes. I was getting ahead of myself. Anyone else hungry? I'm hungry. What could I go for right now? No, see, I don't want to say this because I'm going to get even hungrier. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. The pitch scoots Lofton back a bit. Comes inside. Counts 3-2. So we're full. Three balls and two strikes with Two outs. Tucker Bradley will have a head start from first base, though still being held on by Jake Shiner so that he doesn't get too far off the bag. With two outs and a 3-2 count, the runner going. Pitches swung through and missed for strike three. Nick Lofton down on strikes for the first time tonight. He falls to 0-4. That ends the bottom of the sixth inning. Naturals cannot score. No runs, no hits. A walk, no errors. And a runner left on. So we go to the seventh. It's a close game. 3-2 from Springdale. Back in a bit here from Arvest Ballpark.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, what's better than one Major League rehabber? How about two? We go to the top of the seventh inning. The Naturals leading 3-2. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Travelers. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Naturals. And it's the right-hander Matt Peacock now on Major League rehab from Kansas City. It was a scoreless sixth inning for Gabe Spire. Only threw 13 pitches, eight of them for strikes. Got a couple strikeouts, and now gives way to Spire, or Spire gives way to Peacock. Peacock, a right-hander, will have the bottom of the Traveler order, starting with the shortstop, Riley Unruh. He'll bat left-handed for the first time today, the switch hitter against the righty Peacock. First pitch, line to left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit in front of Tucker Bradley. So Riley Unruh, first pitch, swinging singles to left field. Peacock has pitched in six games this season, 35 last year for the Arizona Diamondbacks, including eight starts. This year, six games, two for Arizona and four for Kansas City. He came over to the Diamondbacks, or he came over from the Diamondbacks to the Royals April the 24th. First pitch to Jake Anchia, the catcher, in for strike one. 92-mile-an-hour sinker. Peacock, a sinker baller. Sinker, slider, and changeup. Really just sinker, slider. The changeup he's only thrown a couple times this year. The 0-1. Misses down and away. Porter blocks the pitch. It's 1-1. Now Peacock was designated for assignment April the 21st. Then the Royals traded for him April the 24th. Cash. Then he was recalled from AAA Omaha on April the 30th. 1-1 misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Was optioned back to Omaha a few days later, then recalled on April the 20th, but like Gabe Spire, placed on the injured list May the 30th, joined the Naturals on rehab yesterday. 2-1 to Anchia. Misses high. 3-1. Back-to-back innings for rehabbers. We did see a few rehabbers come through Northwest Arkansas last season. Adalberto Mondesi, that was, what, the second week of the year? 3-1. Fly ball, shallow right field. Tyler Gentry races it, makes the catch off to his left. There's one away. Ronald Bolaños was with the Naturals for a few outings. Foster Griffin. Technically, Daniel Tilla was on Major League Rehab at the start of his time with the Naturals. Can't forget Emmanuel Rivera. Here's Tanner Kerwer, the right-handed hitting right fielder, bounces it to the shortstop, Garcia. Goes to second for one, lofted back to first. A good stretch from Glendinning, but not in time. It'll go as the 6-4 fielder's choice. And there's two away in the seventh. So Unroe forced out at second, 6-4, for the second out of the inning. Two away, we go back to the top of the order now for Caden Polkovich. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Caden Polkovich, the switch hitter, 0-for-3, bats from the left side. Again, for the first time today, swings and tips it into the glove of the catcher, Porter. Counts nothing in one. Peacock, 28 years old, the 6-foot-1 right-hander. Originally, the Diamondbacks, 23rd round pick in 2017 out of South Alabama. Made his major league debut, I mentioned, in 2021. The 0-1 pitch misses down and in. One ball and one strike. One of the things I want to do this offseason, it was on my list to do this past offseason, just kind of slipped down the list, unfortunately. Compile a list of every rehab appearance in Northwest Arkansas. Here's the 1-1. It misses. Two balls and a strike. I have the list of every player that's played for the Naturals. The list of every Natural who made it to the major leagues after playing in Northwest Arkansas. Pickoff move to first, just back in ahead of the tag. Tanner Kerwer, it was picked off, caught stealing by Logan Porter in the third inning. Prior to this season, 55 players who played in the Naturals. Pitch misses outside, 3-1. Prior to this season, 55 players played for the Naturals after having debuted. Three-one pitches, poked foul to the left. Counts full 3-2. Sebastian Rivero, number 56. Am I missing anyone? I guess Matt Peacock would be number 57. Players that played with the Naturals after their big league debut. That includes rehab assignments. Guys like Alex Gordon, Lorenzo Cain. 3-2 pitch runner going. Line to right field. Gentry will take it on a hop. Can't come up with a throw, so the runner around third headed home. Lofton, the relay is high over the glove of Porter. This game's tied at 3. Runner up to second. Just a mess of a play for the Naturals. Interested to see how that one scored. Originally, it was a single for Caden Polkovich into right field. Tanner Kerwer was going to third base all the way. Tyler Gentry bobbled it, trying to throw in. So it's a two-error play. E9 on Tyler Gentry, and then an E4 on Nick Lofton. Goodness gracious. No RBI for Caden Polkovich. This game's tied at 3 in the 7th. Go-ahead runs on second base, and the first pitch to Joe Rizzo is lined into right center field for a base hit. Gentry over to pick it up in the right center field alley. Polkovich scores from second base, and all of a sudden, on the flip of a dime, the Travelers lead this game 4-3. Rizzo, who had twice been victimized by sensational defensive plays for the Naturals, gives the Travelers a lead. Just a funky, funky play. Now Jack Larson bats, and the first pitch to the left fielder is called for strike one. Or nothing in one on Jack Larson. It was 2-for-3 today. Homered in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Matt Peacock, The pitch. Drops down and then misses. 1-1. So a single. Polkovich advances to second on a fielding error by Tyler Gentry. I guess the run scored in the... Read this a little closer. Counts 2-1. Either way, Caden Polkovich brought home a run. Doesn't get an RBI, but there are two errors in the play. Both an error on the right fielder Gentry and an error on the second baseman Lofton. Two balls, a strike, and the pitch. This is down and away. 3-1. Infield shaded well the pull. Travelers leading 4-3, two runs home here in the seventh, trying to add more. The 3-1 to Larson, misses high, ball four. That moves Rizzo up to second, puts Larson on first base. Two on with two out. And we'll get a visit to the mound from the Naturals dugout as Jonah DePoto starts to warm in the bullpen. The Royals roving pitching instructor Jeff Supon acting as the pitching coach this week with Derek Lewis out of town. Soup out for a visit with Matt Peacock. Normally I do the Major League scoreboard update in the sixth inning, but I did want to focus on Gabe Spires' relief appearance. We'll start it now and continue in the bottom of the seventh. The Major League scoreboard update is brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. We do have three, four, five, six finals in progress, or six finals. The Travelers parent club, the Seattle Mariners, shut out by the Minnesota Twins from T-Mobile Park, 5-0 this afternoon. Jake Schiner bats. Two on, two out. The first pitch misses for ball one. Arizona Diamondbacks leading the Cincinnati Reds 7-4, or beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-4. Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 9-2. Chicago White Sox shut out the Detroit Tigers 13-0 on 22 hits. 1-0 pitches bounce sharply to the shortstop Garcia. Goes to second for the out. Lofton's there, and that ends the top of the seventh inning. 6-4, the fielder's choice. Gets Larson out at second. Seven batter inning. Matt Peacock has to labor a little more than he wanted to. Two runs score on a pair of hits and a pair of errors, plus a walk in there. And two runners are left on. So we go to the seventh inning stretch with the Travelers leading 4-3. It's presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up, it's 4-3 Travelers.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit NWANaturals.com.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals once again behind. Travelers lead the Naturals 4-3. Here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's a new pitcher. The lefty, Ben Onishko, takes over. After an inning from Colin Kober, who did walk a batter, struck out one, had to labor a little bit, threw 28 pitches facing four batters. Now Onishko, the lefty, will face 3, 4, and 5, the Naturals' order, the heart of the order, John Rave, Logan Porter, and Tyler Gentry. Left on left to start things off, the first pitch. Rave squares to bunt and pushes it up the first base side. Going to be a tough play for Onishko. His throw to first. Oh, my goodness. A bang-bang play that goes in favor of the Arkansas Travelers. John Rave slams his helmet in frustration. Willie Trainer pointed to Rave, I guess, to issue him a warning as he walked away. Oh, my goodness. I thought John Rave was going to beat that now. Just a sensational play. Onishko fielded the bunt. It was pushed up the first base side. I guess pulled, technically. Just bang-bang play goes to the Travelers. First pitch to Logan Porter misses for ball one. For Onishko, this is his ninth appearance out of the bullpen. He's been great for the Travelers. 2-1 record. A 1.80 ERA. 5 earned runs and 25 innings of work. And the pitch. Porter, a line drive to left field. Larson will take it on a hop for a base hit. Logan Porter, his second hit of the day. He singled and scored in the fifth. Now singles with one out in the seventh. Naturals saw Onishko twice in the visit to North Little Rock. He threw a total of 2 innings, allowed a run on 2 hits with a walk and 3 strikeouts. That run and 2 hits came his second outing on Sunday, May the 22nd. Here's Tyler Gentry, a right-handed hitting right fielder in the first pitch. Misses, or called a strike, I beg your pardon. Counts 0-1. Gentry 2-for-2 today, or 2-for-3. Flied out to center field in the second, singled in the third, doubled in the fourth, but was stranded on third base. 0-1 the count. Onishko kicks and delivers. Line drive, center field, 3-hit game for Tyler Gentry. That moves Logan Porter up to second. The Naturals have the tying run in scoring position. The go-ahead run on first for Sebastian Rivero. Let's finish that Major League scoreboard, shall we? Thanks to UAFS. Marlins fall to the Phillies 3-1. Blue Jays walk off of the Baltimore Orioles 7-6 in 10 innings. From Toronto, the game winner came thanks to a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. single that scored Bo Bichette. Angels and Dodgers getting started soon from Dodgers Stadium. Royals beat the Giants 3-2. Jose Quas's first big league win. Seven games in progress. We'll go through in a moment. But two runners on with one out at the bottom of the seventh for Sebastian Rivero. On the first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Braves lead the Nationals 8-2. Middle of the eighth inning from D.C., top of the ninth in New York, the Yankees lead the Rays 4-3. Bottom of eight from Fenway, it's all Red Sox. 9-1, they lead the Athletics. Onishko checks back at second. The 0-1 to Rivero misses down and in, kicks off to the right of Anshia, but not far enough for the runners to advance. Gentry stays on first and Porter on second. Counts 1-1. Bottom of the eighth in Queens, New York. The Brewers lead the Mets 10-2. Not often the Yankees and Mets home at the same time, but that's the case here. Bottom of the seventh in St. Louis. Pirates lead the Cardinals 6-4. Top of the fifth in Chicago. Padres lead the Cubs 9-4. The 1-1 to Rivero misses outside. 2-1. And finally, top of the fifth in Colorado. Rockies and Cleveland Guardians tied at 4. Scott Barlow, by the way, that 3-2 win for the Royals over the Giants, earned his seventh save of the season. Runs driven in. MJ Melendez, 2 in the first on an error, and then Whit Merrifield, a sack fly in the eighth. That was the difference. Quas, a scoreless inning. The pitch to Rivero called for strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. John Heasley struck out 4 across 4 innings, establishing himself as a part of the Royals' rotation. That's our Major League scoreboard, thanks to UAFS. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 on and 1 out for Rivero. Onishko's pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Oh, nasty breaking ball ties Rivero up inside. He strikes out for the second time today, falls to 0-for-3. And there's two away for Robbie Clendenin. Jonah DePoto up in the Naturals bullpen. Expect him to have the eighth inning. Just an inning each for Gabe Spire and Matt Peacock. Right now, Peacock on the hook with the loss, unfortunately. First pitch to Glendinen. Bounce to the shortstop, Unroh. Goes to his left to second base, where Caden Polkovich is waiting for the relay. 6-4, the fielder's choice. Forces out Tyler Gentry at second. And it's the bottom of the seventh. Naturals put two on with one out, but failed to score. No runs, two hits, no errors. And two runners are left on base. So it's 4-3 Travelers as we head to the top of the eighth inning from Springdale.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the top of the eighth inning. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-3. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today to arvest.com/credit cards. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval. Well, Matt Peacock goes an inning, allows two runs, one of them earned, on three hits and a walk. Didn't strike out anyone through 21 pitches, but just 10 of them for strikes. And it'll be the right-hander out of San Diego, Jonah DePoto. DePoto facing 5, 6, and 7 in the Traveler's order. First pitch to Zach DeLoach, the designated hitter. Left-handed hitter sends it foul back to the screen. No balls and one strike. For DePoto, this is his 18th appearance this season, 1-0, the 2.25 ERA, with 40 strikeouts and 23 and two-thirds innings. Here's the 0-1. This is high. One ball and one strike. Jonah, of course, his father, Jerry, the president of baseball operations for the Travelers parent club, the Seattle Mariners. A ball and a strike. And the pitch. Just misses. A ball and two strikes. Two balls and a strike. Still one of my favorite stories that came out of spring was Jonah's chance to pitch against his dad's team, Royals and Mariners. Jonah got into the game and pitched against Seattle through a scoreless inning. Pitched to DeLoach, is popped foul to left. I'll do it. Two balls and two strikes now. That game was March the 29th in Peoria. Who did Jonah DePoto face? Chance Cisco, Riley Unroh, and Zach DeLoach. Zach DeLoach fouls the pitch off of home plate, 2-2. So two of the three batters that Jonah DePoto faced in Peoria in that spring training game, he will see here in this inning with the Travelers. Zach DeLoach today, 0-2, struck out in the first, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and struck out again in the sixth. Left-handed hitting designated hitter. Yesterday, played right field. Got a couple of hits, including a home run in the seventh. Infield shades the lefty to pull. DePoto set at the belt, kicks and delivers. Fly to the left, foul and out of play. Do it again. Two balls and two strikes. DePoto really sneakily has been one of the best pitchers in this league, at least from a relief standpoint. Has the highest strikeout rate on the team, for example. 2-2 pitch, high in the air to right field. Gentry a beat on it. Drifts to his left. Camped under the fly ball. He reaches up above the brim of his cap to make the catch. One away. So DePoto, 38.1% K rate. His K's per nine. Second on the team to Alec Marsh at 15.21. Which means he gets a lot of swing and miss. 13.5%. Base is empty for Cade Marlowe, the center fielder, who looks at a call on strike one. Marlowe, the center fielder, singled in the second but was caught stealing. Brought in a run with a sac fly in the fourth and struck out in the sixth. The 0-1 taps softly just out in front of home plate. Porter, quick reflexes from out of the crouch just a few feet in front of home plate. He whips a throw over to first, and there's two gone. We're two away here in the top of the eighth inning. Travelers holding on to a 4-3 lead over the Naturals. DePoto's quickly retired the first two batters. Now here's Riley Unruh, and I know you're wondering what the results were. Riley Unruh, he struck out in that big league game. He got Chance Sisko to ground out. Riley Unruh to strikeout. Zach Deloach to fly out to left field. First pitch to Unruh. Broken bat blooper. Shallow center field. Riley Unruh, his second hit of the day. So call it even. 1-1. He pumps his fist as he reaches first base. The bat splintered into at least two pieces, maybe more. Now here's the catcher, Jake Anchia. Right-handed hitter with the runner going from first pitch is called to strike. Porter's throw to second is not quite in time. In safely, his seventh steal of the year, Riley Unruh. Insurance into scoring position for the Travelers. Owen 1 on Anchia. DePoto kicks and delivers. This is down and away. One ball and one strike. Jonah's dad, we can call him that, right? Just looks so proud to see his son pitching in a big league spring training game. The 1-1 pitch. Taps softly to the left side. Going to be a tough play. Means bare hand pickup. Throw across his body to first. Is late and it's wide. It's an infield single for Jake Anchia that moves Riley Unruh to third, and a really great job by Robbie Glendinning at first base to keep that throw from sailing into the Naturals' dugout, because he doesn't get a glove on that. That's passed him into the dugout and probably a run for the Travelers. Runners on the corners with two outs. Travelers up 4-3 over the Naturals. Here's Tanner Kerwer, who's reached base three times today. The first pitch to Kerwer misses down and away for ball one. He singled in the third, but was caught stealing to end the inning. Tripled in the fifth, but was stranded. And then reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh and scored. The 1-0 from DePoto misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Poto trying to work out of trouble. Kicks the 2-0. Called for a strike. 2-1. Primarily a sinker baller. That one came in at 94. Two balls, a strike. And the pitch. Popped to the right side. McLaughlin, the second baseman. A step into the outfield grass. Right at the cut. 1 foot in the grass. 1 foot on the infield dirt. He straddles the cut of the grass to make the catch. And end the eighth inning. Strand a couple of runners on. At the top of the eighth inning, I should say. No runs on two hits, no errors. Two left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Look, the Naturals have 6 outs to work with. Down by just a run. So Some time left, but time's a ticking. Back after this in Springdale.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th. And a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
At Professional Business Systems, we believe that your team deserves award-winning office technology. The pros at Professional Business Systems offer major league equipment while scoring the fastest service stats in the region. With our team in the lineup, your players will never be left on base. Find us online at pbsteam.com. Professional Business Systems, we're pro business.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Naturals are down by a run. The score in this game, 4-3. Four runs for the Travelers on 12 hits and no errors. The Naturals, three runs on 10 hits and one error. It's going to get tougher from here. The former big leaguer, Braden Shipley, takes over. The right-hander, we'll have 8-9-1, Jake Means, Tucker Bradley, Mikel Garcia. An inning for Ben Onishko, allowed a couple of hits, but didn't allow a run. Also got a strikeout in there. Right on right, Shipley with Means. The sidearmer's first pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Means 0-3 today, a strikeout, ground out, and pop out. Looking for his first hit of the day after a three-hit night yesterday, the 0-1. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. Naturals, a run down with six outs to go. Shipley at the belt. Kicks the 1-1 pitch. Check swinging a ball down and away. Means one around, says the home plate umpire Harrison Silverman. And the count's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes the count. Nobody out. Naturals have at least one hit in 5 of 7 innings today. They've put at least one runner on in every inning. 1-2 pitches, a breaking ball called for strike three. A Means down looking for the second time today. Falls to 0-4. And there's the first out of the eighth inning. Braden Shipley's been so good. Can't say it comes at any surprise considering his big league experience with the Diamondbacks. His 22nd game pitching out of the bullpen this season. 2-1 record, a 2.70 ERA, 32 strikeouts and 26 2/3 innings. Here's Tucker Bradley. First pitch comes inside, takes him off his feet, 1-0. Tucker singled and scored in the third, doubled and scored in the fourth, and then walked in the sixth, but was stranded on first base to end the inning. Shipley has the sign, kicks and delivers. Called for a strike, 1-1. He twice pitched against the Naturals when Northwest Arkansas went south to North Little Rock. Two scoreless innings on the 19th and 22nd of May. Just allowed a hit, didn't walk anyone, and struck out three. And the pitch, in for a strike, 1-2. Bradley trying to reach base for the fourth time in as many plate appearances. Behind the count, 1-2, with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Braden Shipley, the pitch, tap to the right side. The second baseman, Polkovich, slides to his right. Sidearm throw to first is there in time. Bradley retired for the first time today. There's two away. Braden Shipley, 26 games at the major league level, including 14 starts, all with the Arizona Diamondbacks between 2016, 17, and 18. He's thrown exactly 100 big league innings with 64 strikeouts, but it hasn't been there since 2018, trying to get back. First pitch to Mikel Garcia. This is down and outside, ball one. Spent 2019, the entire year, in AAA Reno, the Reno Aces, the Diamondbacks club. Spent 2021 in Louisville with the Reds AAA team. 1-0 to Garcia, popped in the air to right field. Shallow right field, Kerwer charges in, makes a catch over his shoulder, or at his shoulder, I should say. Naturals, for the first time today, are retired 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. Naturals trail by a run. It's 4-3 as we head to the ninth inning from Arvest Ballpark.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competition? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey.
Getting good grades? Crushed it.
Are you hungry? Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment. A new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. We head to the ninth, 4-3. The Travelers lead the Naturals. Jonah DePoto for his second inning of relief. We'll have the top of the order, starting with the switch-hitting shortstop, Kaden Polkovich. Batting from the left side, he takes ball one low. It'll be Polkovich, Joe Rizzo, Jack Larson, beginning the fifth time through the Traveler order today. DePoto at the belt. Kicks in the 1-0. Misses well outside. Two balls and no strikes. We got five innings of two-run ball from Dante Biazzi. Gabe Spire, scoreless sixth inning. Matt Peacock allowed two runs, one of them earned in the seventh. 2-0 pitch. Bouncing ball hit to the first baseman, Glendinning. Takes it to the backhand, into the bag himself. There's the first out here in the top of the ninth. So right now, unless the Naturals can tie the game in the bottom of the ninth and or walk it off, the loss would be Matt Peacock's. He inspired both in Major League rehab assignments. Now it's Joe Rizzo, the left-handed hitting third baseman, 1-for-4 today with an RBI single in the seventh. At the time, it tied the game. Lines the first pitch foul off the sweet level down the right side, nothing and one. DePoto was scoreless eighth inning, 17 pitches. Did put a couple of runners on with hits with two outs, but he worked out of it. A kick in the 0-1. High in the air, deep down the right field line. Gentry looks up. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair, it is gone. Joe Rizzo. His third home run this week. Keep in mind, we're in the second game of the series. Two homers yesterday and a solo shot today. His 12th of the season doubles the Traveler lead, makes it 5-3 here in the ninth. And that could be a crucial run of insurance for the Travs. Clubs it down the right field line. Now here's Jack Larson, the left-handed hitting left fielder, bats a run home with one out. Space is empty. DePoto's pitch. High and away, ball one. Capoto kicks, delivers, sails high over the glove of Porter to the backstop. Two balls and no strikes. The first home run DePoto was given up this year in nearly, actually it was exactly 25 innings if you want to count today. 25 innings before surrendering his first home run of the year. If you look at the Naturals who have pitched this year, not allowed a home run. Now it's Tyler Crapley who's thrown two-thirds of an inning. Patrick Smith who's thrown an inning. And Andres Sautier who's pitched in eight games, but just 16 and a third innings. 2-0 misses outside. Three balls and no strikes. That's kind of impressive. It took until game, what, his first 17 outings of the year without allowing a home run. Took until game 58 of the season. 3-0 over for a strike, 3-1. DePoto kicks the 3-1 pitch. Down low for ball four. Jack Larson draws a walk. With one out, a little bit of trouble here for DePoto. Home run to Rizzo. Larson walks. Travelers have a runner on first with one out at the top of the ninth inning, leading the Naturals 5-3. Now Jake Shiner will hit. Right on right with Shiner. The first pitch. Line drive into the netting above the Naturals' first base dugout. A foul ball. Count is no balls in one strike. Shiner has had a pretty good day at the plate. Singled in the first, walked in the fourth, doubled in the sixth. And reached on a fielder's choice to end the seventh. Time called by the catcher Porter and granted by the home plate umpire Silverman. No balls, a strike. DePoto kicks and delivers. Called for a strike. And the count's 0-2. Michael Striffler warming up in the Travelers' bullpen. Their closer should have the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch, line back to the screen, foul. We'll do it again, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. With one out, the pitch. This is high and away. One ball and two strikes. Well, the Naturals, when we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, we'll have a good part of the order up. 2, 3, and 4. Nick Lofton, John Rave, and Logan Porter. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He tried to check his swing, but went around. This is the home plate umpire, Harrison Silverman. There's the second out of the ninth inning. Well, two gone. Now here's Zach Deloach. The designated hitter was the first batter that Jonah DePoto faced. Again in the top of the eighth. Right on left, kicking the pitch. Just misses, 1-0. Deloach struck out of the first, hit by a pitch in the fourth, struck out in the sixth, and flied out in the eighth. So he's 0-3 today with a hit by pitch. In for a strike. 1-1 the count. 5 runs on 13 hits for the Travelers. There have been a lot of runners left on base today between the two teams. A ball and a strike. DePoto to Deloach. Swing and a miss and a ball down low. A ball and two strikes. I'll tell you what, Jonah has some of my favorite gloves in the team. His last outing he was using a royal blue one accented in yellow. Today it's somewhere between turquoise and sky blue. To ask him how he describes that. A ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Misses down and in. That's even two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Pop to the left side. Jake Means. racing back up the third baseline, reaches out, it pops out of his glove. Garcia, the shortstop, picks it up. A base hit for Zach Deloach puts runners on the corners. That was going to be a tough play for Jake Means. If he had made it, would have been sensational. I'm looking at a custom glove builder online, and I think that would actually be a sky blue glove. Here comes Jeff Supon, the acting pitching coach, out for a chat. DePoto in a little bit of trouble here. Runners on the corners with two outs. It was a run in the first for the Travelers. The Naturals tied it up in the third with a run. Travelers took the lead in the fourth. Naturals tied it in the bottom of the fourth with a run. And Northwest Arkansas took the lead in the fifth. It was 3-2 until the seventh inning. The Travelers scored two, jumped out to a 4-3 lead, and then a run here in the ninth inning. For the Travelers, they lead 5-3. Now, 5 runs, 14 hits, no errors. The Naturals, 3 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Runners on the corners. On first base, Zach Deloach. On third, Jack Larson. Zach on first, Jack on third. For Cade Marlowe, the center fielder, looks at ball one outside. 5-3, the Travelers lead the Naturals in the top of the ninth inning. Infield shaded slightly to pull for the left-handed hitting Marlowe. There's one for three today with an RBI. Sack fly in the fourth. Swing and a miss. Slider dives down and in. We're even 1-1. The Naturals will need at least two to tie. When they go to the bottom of the ninth. Again, it's the part of the lineup that can do it. 1-1, DePoto set, kicks and delivers. Line back to the screen, foul, 1-2. No pressure. 1-2 with 2 on and 2 out. DePoto kicks and delivers. Outside a ball. Even 2-2. Fans getting into it, trying to send this game to the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 with 2 on and 2 out. The pitch. Outside corner. Ring him up. Called strike 3. Cade Marlowe frozen in the batter's box. Sunks back to the dugout. A pair of strikeouts ends the ninth inning for DePoto. Though a run does score. The home run from Joe Rizzo. A run on 2 hits and a walk. No errors and 2 left on. Well, it's 5-3 as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Naturals need 2 to tie, 3 to win it. Can they do it? Stick with us to find out.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractors, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck Abroad every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know? We can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals down by 2. It's 5-3 in favor of the Travelers. And it'll be Michael Streffler to get the final three outs. He'll have 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Nick Lofton, John Rave, and Logan Porter to start things off. Naturals have been retired, 5 in a row, dating back to the 7th. First pitch to Lofton, fouled to the right, 0-1. So 1-2-3, 8th inning for Braden Shipley. He only threw 10 pitches, 7 of them for strikes. Streffler leads the Texas League with 10 saves, trying for his 11th. And the 0-1 just misses, 1-1. Lofton today, 0-4. A line out in the first, fly out in the third, ground out in the fourth, and strike out in the sixth. Streffler kicks, and the 1-1. In for a strike, 1-2. 10 saves, in fact. Doesn't just lead the Texas League, but it's tied for the AA lead and ranks second in the minor leagues. With a couple of other pitchers. 1-2. The pitch driven in the air, left center field. That's going to get down for extra bases and roll to the wall. Nick Lofton standing up at second with a double. And the Naturals will bring the tying run to the plate as Lofton leads off the bottom of the ninth with extra bases. Well, it took until the ninth inning, but he stretches his on-base streak to 16 games. He's reached base safely in 16 consecutive ball games. Now, Michael Striffler's been really good this year. This is his 22nd appearance out of the bullpen. 1-0 record, a .82 earned run average. He's allowed 2 earned runs in 22 innings. And if you look at those 2 runs that he's allowed, well, that's when things get a little interesting. Well, first, here's John Rave. Would you believe me if I told you the only runs he's allowed this year have been to the Naturals? Rave, the tying run with no outs in the bottom of the ninth, the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. He pitched 3 times when the Naturals visited North Little Rock back at the middle of May. Allowed his first run of the season on May the 18th, and then allowed another run on May the 20th. Right on left, here's the 0-1 pitch. Called for a strike, 0-2. Second-year Arkansas Traveler, pitched 41 games for the club last year. And the 0-2 pitch. Misses down low, kicks off to the left. Nick Lofton's headed for third. He is in without a throw. Feet first slide. A wild pitch puts Nick Lofton 90 feet away from scoring. On count 1-2 on Rave. Now, Streffler was an organization all-star last year. In the Seattle Mariners organization. Runner on third. Nobody out. The 1-2 to Rave. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He's down swinging for the first out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the Naturals have 2 outs to work with now. It'll be Logan Porter, the catcher. And the tying run is at the plate. Winning run is on deck for the Naturals. Right now that means it's Tyler Gentry. Rave falls to 0-5 today. Now it's Porter who's 2-3. First pitch comes inside, nearly hits him, but he gets out of the way, 1-0. Porter has reached base in 3 of his 4 plate appearances. After striking out of the first, he was hit by a pitch in the third, singled and scored in the fifth, singled again in the seventh. Run around third with 1 out, Streffler the 1-0. Misses down low, 2 balls and no strikes. Last season, Michael Streffler had a case to be the league's reliever of the year. 2.09 ERA and 41 outings. So that went to his Travelers teammate, Darren Gillies, who saved 10 games. The 2-0, driven in the air to right center field. Marlowe back, racing into the alley, reaches up. Did he make the catch? Goodness gracious, he did. Trotting home from third, Nick Lofton. It's a 1-run game. Wow, Cade Marlowe's made some really impressive plays tonight. Has some great range in center field. So, both good and bad. Good, it's a 1-run game. The Naturals down by Just one run, 5-4. Bad. Down to their final out, and the bases are empty. It's going to be up to Tyler Gentry to keep the game alive. 3-for-4 today, including a double in the fifth inning. First pitch, he looks at ball one outside. If he can reach and keep this game going, Sebastian Rivero would be due up next. 5-4, the Travelers lead the Naturals in the bottom of the ninth inning. Game two of this six-game series on a Wednesday night in Springdale. The 1-0 to Gentry. High in the air to right field. That's in the ballpark. Tanner Kerwer to his right. Makes the catch over his left shoulder. That's the ball game. Well, the Arkansas Travelers even this series as they take tonight's game by a final of 5-4. Back with the totals after this on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We will look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Hey Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday, fireworks on Friday, and a special theme night on Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Arvest Ballpark and into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. My name's Nicholas Batters. We're rounding third and headed home as the Naturals drop the second game of this six-game series. 5-4 the final. The Arkansas Travelers. Well, the Naturals are back to 500, a 29-29 record. 4 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. The Naturals leave 10 runners on. The Travelers back up to 5 games above 500. They're 32-27, 5 runs on 14 hits, no errors. They also left 10 runners on. Ben Onishko gets the win. He improves to 3-1. The loss goes to Matt Peacock, the Major League Rehabber. He falls to 0-1. And Michael Streffler locks down his league-best 11th save of the year. This game took 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,099 fans here at Arvest Ballpark. Well, it was a very back-and-forth affair, even really down to the final moments of this game. Travelers, a run of the first inning on Jack Larson's fourth home run of the season. Then the Naturals tied it in the third. Tucker Bradley singled and scored on a Michael Garcia double. On the fourth inning, Jack Larson led off the top of the inning with a single for the Travelers, then scored on a Cade Marlowe sack fly. But in the bottom of the inning, the Naturals tied it up. Tucker Bradley doubled, and he was doubled in by Michael Garcia, who's our Playing Like a Winner player of the game, presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. 3-for-5 day for Garcia, a couple of doubles, a couple of RBI, but Honorable mention, Tyler Gentry, a three-hit game. Logan Porter, 2-for-3 with an RBI and run scored. Some good performances top to bottom. So after the fourth inning, the Naturals and Travelers were tied at 2. And then Northwest Arkansas led for a little bit. A run in the fifth inning. Logan Porter singled. Tyler Gentry doubled. And then Sebastian Rivera, a sac fly that scored Porter. It was 3-2 until the seventh inning. Gabe Spire on Major League Rehab, a scoreless sixth inning. Then in the seventh inning, two runs off of Matt Peacock as the Travelers sent 7 to the plate. Tanner Kerwer reached on a fielder's choice. He came across to score on a Caden Polkovich single, and then Joe Rizzo singled in Polkovich for 2 runs against Peacock. There was an error in there. That made it, 4-3 Travelers in the seventh. Arkansas tacked on a run at the top of the ninth inning. Joe Rizzo, his third home run of the week. The Naturals made it interesting. Nick Lofton led off the ninth with a double, scored on a Logan Porter sacrifice fly, and that was all she wrote. Naturals dropped tonight's game 5-4 to the Travelers. We'll take a look around the Texas League, the out-of-town scoreboard, and the Royals system when we come back on the Naturals Baseball Network. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the 4-state area.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, back for more of the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Here again, the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to Arvest Ballpark as the Naturals fall to the Arkansas Travelers tonight, 5-4 in 9 innings. Let's take a look around the Texas League as we continue the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard. It's presented to you by Walmart. Doubleheader in Tulsa. The Wind Surge took the first game 7-4. 6 runs over the final 3 innings for the Wind Surge. They really surged back, if you will. James Outman, a 2-run home run in the bottom of the 7th, brought the Drillers within 3, but it wasn't enough. But the Drillers did bounce back and take game 2, 4-3 over the Wind Surge. Andy Baez, his 10th home run of the season in the first inning. And really, they kept the lead the entire night. So the Drillers and Wind Surge split a doubleheader in Tulsa. Now we head out to Frisco, where the Midland Rockhounds shut out the Frisco Rough Riders 4-0. Just 4 runs in the 7th inning. A pair of 2-run homers, Jeremy Ironman and Max Schumann, get the job done. Frisco, they fall to 29-30. At one point, that was a pretty good team, but they've kind of slipped down in the standings a little bit. We head out to San Antonio at Nelson Wolf Stadium, where the San Antonio Missions got out to a 6-1 lead after the third inning. They end up winning 7-2 in at the Wolf. Corbin Carroll triples in three straight games. That is quite remarkable. And how about this? The Springfield Cardinals walk off on the Corpus Christi Hooks. 10-8 the final, and the box score is wild. Corpus led 6-0 after two innings, but a 7-run fourth inning. Bases loaded walks to Justin Turner, to Julio Rodriguez, to Delvin Perez. Mason Wynn singled. That scored three runs. So singled the bases loaded. There was an error in there that moved him to third, and then a wild pitch scored the seventh run. So all of a sudden, Springfield ahead 7-6. And Corpus scored runs in the sixth and seventh to take an 8-7 lead. The Cardinals tied in the bottom of the eighth on a Delvin Perez double, and then Jordan Walker, a walk-off two-run home run. So when we look at the Texas League standings right now, the Naturals 4 games out of first place Wichita with, 10 to go in the first half. Tulsa a half game out in second place. The Travelers a game and a half out of second place in the Texas League North Division. In the South Division, San Antonio has a 3-game lead over Amarillo and Frisco. Again, the winner of the first half in each division will play the winner of the second half, and then the winner of the two division series will obviously play in the championship series in the Texas League. So if the season ended today, or if the first half ended today, Wichita would win the North Division, San Antonio would win the South, but that's still far from over. Now we can look around the Kansas City Royals organization at the big league level. A 3-2 win for the Royals. We talked about it earlier. Two runs scored in the first inning, a two-run error that scored Whit Merrifield and Bobby Witt Jr. And then Whit Merrifield, a sacrifice fly in the top of the eighth inning to give the Royals the 3-2 lead. Jose Quassa, scoreless inning. He gets the win. Scott Barlow, an inning and two-thirds scoreless. He gets the save. Jonathan Heasley struck out four across four innings. He started the year in AAA Omaha, but now doing really good things for Kansas City. He's made 7 starts this season. And then down on the farm in AAA, the Iowa Cubs topple the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-2 the final. The Chasers 2 runs on 4 hits. A run in the 4th inning on Yvonne Castillo's 3rd homer of the year. Nick Prado a sack fly in the 6th. That scored Jimmy Govern. 2 hits for Govern. 1 for Eaton, 1 for Nate Eaton, and 1 for Yvonne Castillo. But nothing much else doing. Drew Parrish just 2 strikeouts across 5 innings. He did get a no decision. Josh Dye a blown save, and unfortunately Colin Snyder the loss. It's day baseball from Principal Park. Goodness gracious, the South Bend Cubs beat the Quad Cities River Bend. It's 15-8, just an absolute slugfest. The two teams combined for 27 hits. Peyton Wilson is 5th homer of the year. Gerard Gonzalez is 4th. Triple doubles for Tyler Tolbert, Parker Bates, and Dylan Shrum. The only pitcher for Quad Cities that didn't allow a run, Patrick Smith, 2 scoreless innings. But Columbia, so that's a positive. The Columbia Fireflies beat the Carolina Mudcats 2-1. Really great start for Ben Caderna. 6 strikeouts across 4 1/3 innings. They played this afternoon at Segra Park. It's so good to see Ben Caderna doing well. His ERA right now is .50. I mean, Ben's just 19 years old, the Shawnee product. Through 5 starts, he struck out 22 in 18 innings. A .50 earned run average. That means Ben Caderna has allowed 1 earned run in 18 innings. That's incredible. So that's a look around the Royal system and, of course, the Texas League, thanks to our friends at Walmart. So let's look ahead to tomorrow, shall we? The Naturals and Travelers are back at it. 7:05 first pitch. Gates open at 6 o'clock here at Arvest Ballpark. It's Thirsty Thursday, and Zach Phillips will have his second start of the season. He'll be opposed by one of the top pitching prospects in the Mariners system, Emerson Hancock. So 7:05 first pitch with Zach Phillips and Emerson Hancock. An SEC matchup, that should be a good one. But until tomorrow, for everyone with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, my name is Nicholas Batters, saying so long and farewell from Springdale. Again, the Naturals fall to the Arkansas Travelers 5-4, but the good thing about baseball, there's always tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden,
by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazi